Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Stimulus plan in hand aimed at kickstarting the economy. We're live at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Nick, that plan will likely include billions of dollars in tax breaks for people and job creation incentives for businesses. The president-elect will discuss it with top congressional leaders, including Senate Democratic Chief Harry Reid.
Well, we're going to get to work on the stimulus package immediately.
And while Mr. Obama hoped to have that plan on his Oval Office desk soon after taking office, congressional leaders are now talking mid-February. And the Obamas have a personal transition this morning as their daughters head to a new school. Quite a buzz among their classmates at the exclusive Sidwell Friends School.
I think everyone's pretty excited that the Obamas are coming.
Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
As Mr. Obama wrestles with getting the economy back on track, he has something new on his plate. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, the president-elect's choice for Commerce Secretary, has bowed out. CBS News senior political correspondent Jeff Greenfield says Richardson's decision comes amid a grand jury investigation of a company that donated money to him and later won a state contract.
There are going to be questions raised about why the Obama administration didn't know about this grand jury investigation since it had been leaked to the public. And the second thing is it comes right on the heels of the story of Governor Blagojevich's appointment of Roland Burris, his attempted appointment, which brings the whole issue of pay for play into Washington, even though it's an Illinois story.
That Illinois story is proving to be a significant headache for Senate leaders. Burris today travels to the nation's capital, where the new session of Congress convenes tomorrow. Live to Washington and CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Nick, boosted by a rousing Chicago send-off, Burris hopes to convince senators to seat him as Mr. Obama's replacement. Democratic leaders say they won't accept anyone appointed by Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's charged with trying to sell the seat. Burris told a church gathering it's God's will.
The Lord put his hands on the governor and said, this is the person that has to go to Washington, and that appointment is legal.
In Minnesota's unbelievably close Senate race, Democrat Al Franken's expected to be declared the winner today. GOP incumbent Norm Coleman could challenge the 225-vote margin.
It's a daunting prospect. This is costing money.
Political analyst Larry Jacobs.
Can the Coleman campaign continue to fundraise on this? Big question.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Stepped up diplomatic efforts to end the Gaza fighting as French President Nicolas Sarkozy arrives in the Middle East with a proposal. There has been no let-up in Israel's ground operation against Hamas. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
Helicopters provided cover as Israeli ground forces seized rocket-launching sites in Gaza and fought house-to-house combat with Hamas gunmen. There were casualties among Palestinian civilians, and Gaza hospitals were overwhelmed. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak says Hamas has been dealt a heavy blow. He said the offensive will continue until Hamas rocket attacks stop. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Detroit's embattled automakers today released sales figures covering last month. As Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ reports, analysts are expecting the worst.
Even with big incentives, there is no sign that December will show any move out of the sales doldrums we've been seeing lately.
Sales compared with a year ago will be down 30% or more.
Ford's top analyst George Pippa says customers are in a saving mood. Total car sales for 2008 will likely be just over 13 million compared to more than 16 million in 2007. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson will not be joining the Obama cabinet. The president-elect's choice for Commerce Secretary taking himself out of consideration as a grand jury continues its probe into a state contract awarded to a political contributor. Interior Secretary-designate Ken Salazar says he's disappointed at Richardson's withdrawal.
Bill Richardson is a fine public servant. He's given his life to America. He's given his life to New Mexico. He's given his life to the western states and to the southwest.
Salazar talking to 9 News. Richardson says he's confident he'll be vindicated. The Denver Public School Board searching for a new superintendent while their chief heads to Washington. Michael Bennett spoke after the school board met to discuss the next phase.
A transition that is going to be smooth, it's going to be quick, and it's going to keep our momentum going. Now is not the time to slow down the reform of the Denver Public Schools. It's time to accelerate that.
Governor Ritter introduced Bennett as the next U.S. Senator for Colorado. An Aurora townhome was destroyed by fire yesterday afternoon. The family of 6 got out safely. Happened on South Macon Circle. 3 other units in the building were not damaged. And veteran actor and former Denver resident Pat Hingle has died at the age of 84. His career included a recurring role as Commissioner Gordon on the Batman movies. His film works also include The Grifters.
I was down on that horse, Bobo, maybe not as much as I should have been. There was a lot of action.
One question. You want to stick to that story or you want to keep your teeth?
I want to keep my teeth.
All right.
A family spokesperson says Hingle died at his North Carolina beach home. Hingle was born in Denver in 1924. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Volume is building, but it's not a slow drive as far as the highways go. Watch for a crash in Aurora. It's on the ramp from 6th to northbound 225. Going to see some flashing lights in that area for just a little while longer. Outside the metro, slick spots on I-70 between the Eisenhower Tunnel and Vail, as well as along I-25 near Monument, just north of the Springs. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Supers, get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your Super Card. Get your prints made at King Supers and save.
The good news is that happiness is contagious.
So spread it around, everybody.
Randy Rose.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, because that increases my chances of being happy by 15%. Did you know that? A study that came out said that happiness is contagious, but I do suspect that conservatives are working on a vaccine for it before they leave office, and I think that we've already received ours here at this location.
The Randy Rhodes Show. Afternoons 1 to 4.
It would be this never-ending cycle of happiness.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's, I don't know how cold it is outside. When I came in here, it was 12 degrees, but we got increasing clouds today. And 43, thank you to Aaron Hart and everybody else who sat in for me while I was gone. Hi, John Turk. Haven't seen you in a while.
I know, Jay. It seems like it's been about 3 weeks, and it practically has. Wow, man.
It has been 3 weeks. I haven't taken that long of a vacation, and I don't remember how long. Maybe it'd be better to say, I haven't taken that long of a vacation since I don't know when.
Well, you deserved it.
But I don't know about
that. You worked hard in 08, so. We had a big election. You know, you deserve some time off.
Well, you deserved it, too.
It was nice to have. I had two-day weeks in a row. That doesn't happen to me very often.
No.
So
no.
First, forgive me if I trip all over my tongue this morning.
Yeah, Happy New Year's to everybody.
Yes,
same thing with me.
Jay.
Happy New Year to everybody. Same thing with me. Now you got to get tuned up and get back in the saddle. And your voice doesn't want to cooperate. And everything sounds strange. And it's like you're you know, trying to get going again here. And I hope all of you had a happy new year. We have left 08, which for many of us was a rotten year. And now we go into 09 with a lot of hope, with a lot of expectation that things will get better, that maybe the economy will turn around a little bit. And I'm interested to see what the sales figures are going to be after the holiday. Because when I went to Flatirons and Park Meadows and Cherry Creek, and we didn't buy a lot there, but I saw a lot of people. Now, is everybody there spending money or were they window shopping? Did you go to any of the malls, John?
I didn't do any mall shopping. I was just kind of specific store shopping.
There were people all over the place.
It didn't seem like there was a slowdown this year. To me, just my observations, didn't seem like people were holding back. I mean, the stores still seemed pretty full everywhere I went.
Yeah. Same thing with me. And it was nice to see that. It really was. But I don't know about the spending habits. That's the thing. I don't know how, whether people spent or they didn't spend. All I could do really at 11 minutes after 6 in the morning is just to ask you, did you spend or did you not spend on the holiday season? Parking places were hard to find at some of these malls.
You know what? I did have to go into Park Meadows Mall to take the kids. Well, I had to go relieve Stacy from taking the kids to see Santa and get their picture taken. And
Were there a lot of people in there?
Oh, man. Yeah, it was crazy. Now that I remember it, I had to park way across the street by some of those restaurants there that kind of back up against I-25. But, yeah, it was a zoo. Stacy got there at like 8 o'clock in the morning to get in line to see Santa. And she had a 1
8 o'clock? 8 o'clock in the morning?
The mall opens at 10. She had a 1 o'clock business appointment. I was here at work. I had to leave here to go relieve her at like 12:30 so she could make it to her appointment. So that's like 4.5 hours. And then I finally got in there at about 1 o'clock, so it was like a 5-hour wait to get the kids in to see.
Whoa, 5-hour wait?
Yeah. But that was the 23rd, so it was only a couple days away, you know.
And how was the crowd around you?
It seemed pretty nuts in Park Meadows.
Well, we'll have to wait. We'll have to see what the sales...
I spent way more than I should have this year.
Did you? Did you spend more than you should have?
Yeah.
Okay, I confess, so did I. As much as you and I had this conversation before Christmas started, we can't, we got to be tight.
Yeah, we didn't told the kids Santa had a hard economic year.
Yeah, we didn't stick to it, did we?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
I didn't either.
I actually went more nuts than I usually do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I think I spent more on this Christmas than I have on any prior Christmas.
Yeah, but Mary and I went pretty nuts. That's for sure.
Well,
all right, anybody else want to cop to it at 303-713-7600? We're just getting warmed up here at 613. 13 minutes after 6, I've gotten a ton of email from people asking me about Michael Bennett for the Senate. Well, that kind of rhymes. Bennett for the Senate. Maybe you can use that in 2010, and we'll get into that between 7 and 8 o'clock. But I want to ask you at 303-713-7600, if you cut back, if you spent the same amount, or did you get like John and myself and you went over what you intended to spend? And what do you think the retail sales figures are going to be? Now, look, I got to confess to you, they may already have been out, and I didn't see them. Because purposely, this time, on this vacation, I took myself out of the loop altogether. So, I don't have any idea what went on. I know that the Israelis are in Gaza. I know Bill Richardson has withdrawn his name from consideration for Obama's cabinet. And I know that Michael Bennett was chosen, but other than that, I don't have any idea. So maybe those sales figures were released, and I just missed them. So I don't know what they are, but I'd sure like to know what you did. And talking about financial stuff is uncomfortable, too. I know that. So maybe it's an uncomfortable way to start a Monday. But I'm interested. And I hope you'll feel comfortable enough to get on the phone at 303-713-7600 and tell me how you did. Tell me what you did. Here's Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jade.
Hi, man. How did you do during the holidays?
You know, we cut way back. The weird thing is we didn't have to. We could have afforded to just go crazy, but my wife and I were thinking, who knows what's going to happen, and why spend, half a month income on something if you might need it 6 months down the line. So we arranged the toys under the tree so that they looked really good, but kids got one or two each and didn't really get anything for the adults, and because we were just freaked out with everything going on.
Yeah, see, that leads to another question, too. I was thinking about this morning. How can a whole population of a country, and unless you're independently wealthy, how can the whole population of a country live under total fear and insecurity every single day?
Well, that's the thing. We were real scared, and then you get a good week or a week where it's not on the news every day that the other shoe's falling. After the short-term auto bailout came in, you're like, well, maybe it's going to be okay, and then you hear something else. And so it's been kind of scary. But, we cut way back, and, the other thing about it, though, is I've been in this malaise for about a year where I've been feeling kind of like the Charlie Brown Christmas. God, we buy all this stuff all the time, and then you throw it out, and it's kind of superficial. And so it was also maybe a tie-in with that, an idea of we don't have to get 10 presents and show kids that stuff is more important than anything else and kill ourselves for an extra 500 square feet in the house.
So, in other words, the idea that the economy has made you rethink consumerism.
Yeah, quite a bit. I mean, I know that if we don't buy stuff, there aren't jobs, but at the same point, why is everybody working 60 hours hoping that they'll have something next week and, with no job security? And anyway, it's just not really a hopeful time in that perspective.
You know what I read about? This is pretty interesting because I was reading this on vacation. When the Iraq War started, we hated the French. Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Let's get those French fries out of the cafeteria at the Capitol and call them freedom fries. Remember all of that hoopla? Do you know that the French work between 35 and 39 hours a week? That they get 5 weeks of paid vacation? What happened to us? What did we do wrong?
Well, the other thing is they have a higher productivity per hour worked, I've heard, and that's pretty frequent across Europe. And so, we're killing ourselves, but after we've worked 40, 45 hours a week, the rest of it, we're not able to get anything done because we're all sleep-deprived and nervous and crazy and running. And so I agree, we slowed down a bit.
Yeah, it's weird. Their unemployment, too, by the way, is 3.2%. What is ours, about 6?
We're getting up there, and that's, one thing I've talked about with friends is my grandfather. He raised his kids in a slightly smaller house, but he never worked more than 8 hours a day. He had lots of vacations and lots of trips, and once again, the consumerism has got us running so fast that we're starting to forget who we are.
Yeah, we're wage slaves. You're exactly right about that. Hey, Josh, great call, man. Thanks for getting up this early and being part of the show. All right. Yeah, we are. We're wage slaves. 303-713-7600. Boy, it's a bright topic to talk about on a Monday morning. Turk, how would you like to work 35 to 39 hours a week?
35 to 39?
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Get 5 weeks of paid vacation.
Sounds good to me.
Health insurance.
4 day week work weeks sound good to me.
Yeah, me too. All right. Did you spend more or did you spend less this holiday season? 303-713-7600. And any other comments you want to reel in about the American way of life? 619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Haven't heard this in a while. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, thanks. We do have a small crash in the cleanup phase in Aurora. It's on the ramp from 6th Avenue to northbound 225. Should be out of your way here pretty soon. The rest of the drive looking pretty normal for you. Normal jams on southbound 25 at 104th. Again, once you make the Park Avenue exit there. Also busy heading southbound on 225 from Colfax on to Alameda. And in Commerce City, 76th building at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, sunny this morning, then partly...
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Bob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com, home of Marquee Spas.
This is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur. Problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Hi, family. Everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Located right there at that historic location of 63rd and Federal.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-700-7181. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
Good morning, 623. 23 minutes after 6, increasing clouds. High today, 43, although it's about 12 degrees out there now. Man, it's cold. Jay Marvin back after a prolonged vacation. And we're talking about how much money you spent during the holidays at 303-713-7600. Did you spend more, less, or... Well, that's the only choices you have, more or less. Or, well, actually, there's a third choice. Did you spend about the same as you did last year? Here's Jeff in Arvada. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey,
2009 boat drinks, Jay.
Hey, Jeff, how are you, man?
Oh, not bad. I had better years than 2008, but my children are healthy.
Well, I think we can all say that, except in your case, you're right. You have a lot to be thankful for if your kids are healthy, and they are.
Yes, they are. I lost both my parents in November.
Oh, man, I am sorry.
My dad unexpectedly and my mom over a long battle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
John was starting to experience there. But Christmas was better than Thanksgiving, you know, and I'd be able to get focused back on the kids.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah, well, they had long lives. My dad was a shock to everybody because he was mowing the lawn the day before. I mean, he was 84, but he was an ox. He had full knee replacement surgery in, like, July when my son was born, and he was up doing stuff like mowing the lawn at 84. So,
man, I hope I make it to 84.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Makes you think a lot. I mean, it's like I woke up after my mom. I don't know why it took the extra 3 weeks, but my mom was gone. I was like, wow, I'm dead. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm the cap now.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You're absolutely right.
A little differently than I did before.
Yep, exactly. So what did you, and once again, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Okay, now, once again, how did you do as far as Christmas goes?
Probably about the same. We scaled back years ago. We got a decent amount of people on both sides, and it was getting out of control years ago with that. And everybody just got together, and either we pick people we're going to, depends on the year. You know, like, you guys have them, you guys, you know.
Right.
It's because there's too many people. But as far as the kids go, I mean, we spoiled our daughter rotten, and our six months old, so he got some things, but not a ton of stuff. But, you know, but pretty much an average Christmas. I think what you're seeing in Colorado, though, like especially if you're going to go to Park Meadows or Flatirons, but in general, you're not seeing the same, you know, the same deterioration of the economic levels here that you're seeing in other parts of the country. So,
yeah, you're right about that. We are lucky in the fact that we're not feeling it as bad as everybody else is. But I wonder how many of those people were out just looking around as opposed to buying. I mean,
I think there's probably, regardless, probably going to be a retraction across the nation. But I think there was a mental retraction. I think, you know, the housing market and the financial issues that happened last fall, you know, I think a lot of people started hoarding. And I think you could see it, that the numbers that came out on savings went up at the same time spending went down. And that's, you know, I mean, it's a small percentage regardless. You know, I mean, if the economy retracts 2%, it obviously has a major effect, more so mentally, I think, than it does in actual terms. You can look at it in simple terms of like 100 people in a room. If there's 102 people or 98 people in the room, are you actually noticing a difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I think the other thing that's in common...
It's not like the Great Depression, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I think the other thing that's in combination about this, too, is people are far more nervous now about their employment prospects, than they were a year or 2 years ago.
Oh, sure. Sure they are.
And that right there kind of like makes you conserve.
Well, you know where I've seen it the most, and where I've been at, this is my third recession, and we've just steadily progressed forward, and we're a pretty tight ship here, and some of us work a ton of hours, myself being one of them. And then there's a lot of, you know, there's time where there's time off, and, you know, we get a decent amount of vacation, that kind of stuff. So, but what I've noticed this specific recession was that there seemed to be an unrealistic buildup in the housing market, not just in the ease of selling and buying, because I know people who bought houses, multiple houses, that should never have bought one. And then the construction that backed that, you know, you've got neighborhoods building up, then you have commercial that has to be built, all of that, you know, bubbled just like the tech market bubbled. So I think the people that are getting hit the hardest are people who deal in that industry, be it construction, real estate. I mean, I know people who've left real estate, left appraising. I knew people who quit their jobs, appraise. That's how much property there was to appraise.
You know the thing, though, that gets me?
Full-time jobs.
Yeah, you know the thing that gets me, though? Have you ever looked at downtown Denver? There's building going on all over the place.
Oh, I know. I'm very connected to what's going on there. It's part of the reason why I prior to Christmas, the 5 days it took off, I worked 144 hours and 14 days, and that was 14 days straight.
Jeez.
And that what's going on downtown, I don't understand, and it's happening. Little examples of it happen all over the place. Here in Old Town, I work in the area of Old Town, Arvada. There's the water tower project. And
well, I'm talking about all of these condos.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the ones you're seeing downtown, like Glass House.
Yeah.
The Spire is the new one that's going up.
Yeah, who's going to buy those, man?
I don't know, but they're quarter million to a million plus condos, depending on where you're at. It is. But, I mean, you can see that all over the suburbs, too. At 120th and Sheridan, you know, it's a little bit east of there. But there, Old Town Arvada, they're starting to build it up. And I don't know if you've been around in the suburbs or not and seen this. But
I have been. I have been, and every time I see it, I wonder to myself, who's going to buy this?
Well, and it's making neighborhoods like mine. I live in an older neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood, 50s into the 60s, you know, brick ranches, you know, the post-World War II homes.
Right.
Moving up, not the box homes. But you see the vacancies there for just that reason. You know, there's just too many houses, be it condo or actual homes, there's too many. And until that stops, and it has to stop, a building boom here in the state before, and it died out. And you saw a lot of communities that were, when they were built very nice, end up going, you know, going in the tank, and now they're not nice neighborhoods, and probably never will be, because they weren't really well-built homes. You know, I'm talking about in the late 70s.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, you're right about that. We got to get into a situation building, home-wise, where there's scarcity, not overabundance.
Right. Oh, without question. This is going to have to correct itself, and right now, the house I bought, this current house that we have, I bought it 8 years ago, 9 years ago this year, almost 10 years ago, and it's worth less now than it was when we bought it. I'm not going to sell it, obviously, because that's when you take a loss. But at the same time, there's renter markets that go up when the housing market goes down. And if you're in and you don't run from it, you know, there's opportunity for everybody because now it's a buyer's market. So if you have a home that you can afford to rent, you can go get a different home that you might not have been able to afford 5 years ago. You see,
boy, everything is a buyer's market. You know, everything seems to be a buyer. And it's always the same thing, like, oh, if I just had the money. You know, look at this, look at that. I could have that if I just had them. But, you know, people are, I mean, I think part of the reason we are where we are is confidence in the system, and people are scared. They're scared they're going to lose their jobs, man, so they're not going to spend any money.
Oh, sure. Well, and they're scared they're going to lose our jobs, but at the same time, we got to a point, we stopped hiring here years ago.
Yeah, we've got a hiring freeze going on here, too.
Well, it wasn't because it was when the market was actually going crazy, and we had people coming in, you know, almost no experience, or people who really didn't have a good work record who were demanding, you know, when the market was booming. And, you know, people just come and go. Like, you know, better opportunity here, better opportunity, or job jumping. Now people are, you know, begging to get work, not really begging, but you know what I mean. I'm not an exaggeration, but the tone is a lot different.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, it's changed.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it's changed 100%. Hey, Jeff, once again, I mean, you and I have had our disagreements, but I'm sorry about your parents, and it's good to hear your voice.
Hey, it's good to hear yours. And remember, things to do in Denver when your dad is 15 years old this year. You're feeling a little older.
Yeah, you know something else? Milt's Malt Shop is gone, too. The building that they used at Five Points has been remodeled into, guess what? Apartments.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I've been down there. I've held pulled specs about the last time I was down there.
Well, go check it out sometime, man. It's not there anymore.
I'll have to go check it out.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Call me again.
All right. Take it easy, bro.
All right. You got it. Yeah, he and I have had some disagreements politically, but he's a really good guy. All right, 303-713-7600. You know, one of the things I noticed when I was on vacation, that I tune into talk stations occasionally. We have this thing. I haven't talked about this, but let me, John, talk about it briefly. We have this thing called iHeartRadio. If you've got an Apple iPhone, you can download iHeartRadio. Go look at the apps, and you can download it. And you can hear any clear channel radio station, regardless of format, across the country. And I was sitting here during vacation listening to talk show hosts.
And I know, on radio, you're supposed to repeat everything. But, man, if I had a dime for every host who repeated the phone number, I'd be a rich man. Over and over again.
Usually that's a sign of pining for calls.
Well, I'm pining for calls this morning. I admit it.
Yeah, we're way more upfront about it. We'll just play MacArthur Park or something like that.
Yeah. I want to play God Save the Queen over and over again. That's what I want to do.
That'll wake people up.
6:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk with traffic.
Pretty easy trip around town so far. Just the normal jams on southbound 25 up in North Glen. Also on eastbound 270 from York Street down to Vasquez. Our only crash right now, still in the cleanup phase on the ramp from 6th Avenue to northbound 2 1/4. Then you may want to check this. Arapahoe Road's going to be a little slow for you. Just west of I-25 between Colorado Boulevard and Holly Street. We do have some storm sewer installation and traffic signal work going on there, so do expect some delays between Colorado Boulevard and Holly on Arapahoe. Your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon. A new storm system will bring snow to our central and northern mountains. Highs in the city should be in the lower to mid-40s. Current temperature downtown, 13 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Montezuma Bowl is now open at Arapahoe Basin. Enjoy the new groomed run, chutes, and glades. If you don't have a pass, get a bonus pass for...
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Some people, like me, believe Russia would not have hit such cruel dictators if only there had been great cup of coffee. Like the very rich coffee roasted right here in Denver by two Russian comrades of mine, Anatoly and Leonid. Their coffee is called Dazbog, after Russian god of richness. And I am telling you, America, Dazbog is not normal cup of spineless capitalist coffee. Hello? Who makes world's strongest vodka? Russians! You are foolishly thinking they would make wimpy cup of coffee? Bolshevik! It's impossible to describe how rich is Dazbog's many coffees. One taste of Dazbog coffee and you will say niet to all other coffees. If Dazbog coffee was made in Russia in 16th century, Ivan would not have been so terrible. It's a joke. Do yourself a favor and try Dazbog coffee at King Super's, Vitamin Cottage, or Dazbog cafes. From Russians, with love.
You've been drooling over something called a silver $100 union.
Oh, you have good taste.
It's big, it's hefty. And the shine.
The shine is like nothing else on earth. You know, the $100 union was proposed by George T. Morgan, who designed the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in both size and denomination, and it might never have been seen.
What happened?
The sketches were recently discovered deep in the archives of the Smithsonian, and the New York Mint was authorized to release a limited number of $100 unions in gleaming proof silver. I know they're offering free information and a free collector's DVD, too.
How do we get our hands on that free DVD?
I'd say call the New York Mint. I have a number you can call.
Thanks. Okay, listeners, for free information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-900-2144. That's 1-800-900-2144. 1-800-900-2144.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and concentration. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away one free bottle of our Omega Berry fish oil to anyone and everyone who calls. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, concentration, and heart health. Best of all, one full-size bottle is yours for free. Find out how by calling 1-800-400-8813. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you a free bottle of our skin rejuvenating serum. The number for your free bottle and free gift is 1-800-400-8813, but you have to call now. 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out.
6:39, 39 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Good morning. Increasing clouds, high today 43. We want to thank our latest affiliate in Newberry, Ohio. Here are these syndicated guys on the radio. They'll do that. Hey, we want to thank our newest affiliate. In Nabasco, Georgia. Nice to have you listening to the Randy Muntz Show. It's embarrassing, isn't it? Well, it's as embarrassing as this show. It's 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7, and we got, like, no calls. Yeah, because I was asking about whether you spent more or not. I guess you just don't want to share that information. And you know something? I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to call some jerk up on the radio and say, hey, I spent less. At least, you know, at least you could call up and brag and say you spent more. It's like, I don't know if any of you remember this, but we had a call once from a cab driver in Colorado Springs. You got to love this. This is when the economy was starting to tube. This was actually like last December or January. Remember that call, John? Well, I'm not affected by it. I'm going to be getting a better job. And it's like, come on. Okay, who are you kidding? If you're driving a cab and people don't have money to spend, then they're going to walk. They're going to use more mass transit. They're going to carpool. They're going to get somebody to pick them up. They're not going to use a cab. And then when I tried to ask the guy, well, what better job are you going to get? He wouldn't tell me, which is usually an indication of I'm lying. I'm not going to get a better job.
I couldn't tell you how many friends I talked to over this holiday break that are either have lost their jobs, know they're going to lose their jobs, have been out of a job for a while and can't find one, or, you know, are filing for unemployment. I mean, I know a dozen buddies of mine that's the situation they're in right now.
Yeah, see, I really like to get into the whole psychosis. Maybe that's the wrong term, but the whole sociological, the whole feeling, the whole mindset of the country where you've got people, you, me, everybody else, we're living under this pressure of like the sword of Damocles hanging over our heads. And what does that do to people? I mean, how is that, what effects is coming out of this? Mental instability? Lack of consumerism? Well, I'm not spending any money at Christmas, or I'm going to spend less at Christmas. How can a whole population of a country, minus kids, how can we get up, unless you own your own business, but even then you're not secure, right? Because you're at the mercy of the economy. How can we get up every single day and face the prospect that our employer is going to put us up against the metaphorical wall and shoot us, and you're going to be out of a gig? And then how about those people who can't find jobs? What's going on with them? How many people out there want to call up here, and I know I'm going to get calls on this, but how many people want to call up here and admit that you totally and completely financed your Christmas off credit cards? Or that you're living your life off credit cards? I mean, have you ever seen that movie? It's not the greatest film in the world, but it's funny. Have you ever seen that movie with Queen Latifah and Diane Keaton called Mad Money, where they're stealing money from the Treasury? You ever seen that, John?
I haven't seen that, no.
Okay, Ted Danson's in that. He plays Diane Keaton's wife, husband. And he wakes up and says, well, we're $250,000 in debt. And she says, how's that possible? And he said, because of our credit cards. And she said, well, what did you spend it on? I'm paraphrasing the dialogue here. And she said, well, I spent it on driving cars, eating, you know, getting by in life. And so I wonder how many people are out there, and what you're doing is you're just living off your credit cards, or you financed your whole Christmas, or your whole Hanukkah, or your whole Kwanzaa on your credit cards. And once you get caught with these credit cards, man, it's like juice money from a loan shark. So I look at that, plus I look at the fact that how are people, this is the great unanswered question. How are people, how's the mass of this country mentally affected with the idea, maybe infected is not the right word, but who mentally face the prospect every single day of not knowing whether they have a job or not? How does that translate out? Does it translate out to more road rage events? Does it translate out to pressure on families, more divorces? Does it translate out to less spending at the holiday season? And that was my initial thought coming in here this morning. Was, how do we survive? How are people surviving with this kind of pressure? How are they making this happen? 303-713-7600. I'd like to know if you're under this kind of uncertainty and this kind of situation. Because I'll tell you something, in radio, we were always under this situation and always have been. Trouble is now there's no jobs out there. But it used to be you were always going down the road to another job, and, you know, getting fired was just part of the thing. And I was amazed at people who would, like Peter Boyles, who's on opposite me, on the other radio station. He's been here like 24 years. I think alongside him, I've been in places like 4 years. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing there, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I've been retired for quite a while, but the thing of it is, we know a lot of people that are struggling or worried about their jobs, you know, and I worked in that labor environment, you know, when I retired, you know, as I said, quite a while back. And the thing of it is, we've kind of accepted as a culture, at least since the early 80s, that, you know, moving on and not having a long-term steady job was basically an accepted and okay philosophy. And I think that's always been kind of a, to me, longevity and job security is probably one of the most important things that you can have, not only for yourself, but your family. Like, my parents worked for the shoe company, International Shoe, for 40 years.
See, those days are gone.
Yeah, but the thing of it is, we're living in an environment that's so unstable. How can you create a stable society if you don't know where your next meal's coming from? And to me, that's, I mean, those are gone, but I'm not sure that's a positive thing.
Well, it's not a positive thing, and I'll tell you something. I sat home for almost 2 weeks, and a lot of this stuff I thought about. I thought about the fact that, why do we always think we're so damn right when we've got this kind of job insecurity? We have healthcare problems with people's premiums skyrocketing. We've got all this stuff going on, and yet we act as if, well, we're the shining truth for the rest of the world. And look what's going on. And you know something? I'll tell you something.
Here's the thing. I'm not running down the country. I'm only questioning as to how the structure works, that how can this many people get up every single day and not know whether they have a job or they have any kind of stability whatsoever?
Well, you know what helped me a lot when I was a kid? Hello?
Yeah.
My mom and dad, as I said, both worked for International Shoe Company, I think, for close. We're in the shoe business for over 40 years. The thing is, my dad worked 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, for his whole career. He had friends, he had buddies, he fished, he hunted. He had a life outside of his work. And, you know, I can remember a very stable childhood because I lived up and grew up in the same house that I still own for like 20 years or 18 years. And the thing of it was, I always knew that when I came home, my parents would be there, and that we had a stable home. And I'm an only child, but the thing of it was, a lot of people in our own neighborhood are that way. And actually, I have a close friend I grew up with for 20 years who lives down in Colorado Springs and retired from the Air Force about 9 or 10 years ago. And I know we see each other occasionally, and we both had very stable families. And this is in a neighborhood which now no longer, exists as it did. That I can remember, a lot of the kids in my neighborhood, we all grew up together.
Yeah, you don't have that anymore, too. Hey, Bob, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, he's right about that. That whole stability thing about neighborhoods has changed as well. 50 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, good to be back with you. And John Turk's back, too, and we'll take a look at traffic.
Jay, the I-25 corridor is really filling up for us so far this morning. The northbound side, this is a little unusual in the tech center from County Line Road up to Dry Creek, going to be stop and go there. Same deal coming southbound in North Glen from 104th down to 84th, and going to pinch for you again after Park Avenue. Also seeing a lot of traffic heading out of Aurora, rather, on southbound 225 from Parker Road down to 25, stop-and-go situation as well in that stretch. That crash in Aurora, northbound 225 ramp from 6th Avenue has just been cleaned up. And if you're traveling around in Centennial this morning, we do have some construction going on Arapahoe Road between Colorado Boulevard and Holly Street, both directions just down to one lane, so that's going to take you a few extra minutes to get through there. Your forecast, sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon with highs in the lower 40s, right now 13 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 15th through the 18th. See hundreds of new...
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Anytime you do anything online, shopping, banking, emailing, you're vulnerable to the nightmare of identity theft.
I do all my shopping online. It's so easy. It turns out it's also easy for identity thieves. They got all my credit card numbers. And now I keep thinking, is it going to happen again?
Don't become a victim. Protect yourself with Identity Guard from the company that already protects over 8 million people worldwide. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. This is serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will
save.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Homes can't afford to heat their homes. Please donate to Energy Outreach Colorado, aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss.
Sure, Humphrey Bogart.
A sigh is just a sigh.
Actually, that's not who's singing the song, but...
The fundamental things apply as time goes by.
Wine and all the gin joints and all the whatever. Okay. 54 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. That's for John Turk's friends. Increasing clouds, high today, 43. Cold out there right now. We're talking about the state of the economy, whether you spend more for Christmas, less for Christmas, and the whole thing about what everybody's going through with job stability. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about Michael Bennett as a Senate pick. Here's my old buddy Steve in Highlands Ranch. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy New Year to you, Jay.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, too. Hope your holiday was good.
It was. We actually spent about the same that we always do. And I think in previous conversations I've told you I was laid off twice in the last 7 years and have moved into a couple of different industries and have kind of gotten back into what I was in before, which is telecommunications. But the thing that I always have tried to do is, I focus on my family and my kids. And, you know, certainly when I was in positions where I knew I was going to lose my job or I felt insecure, you know, I just knew there was nothing I could do about it. And I just tried to focus on the things that are important in life. Certainly having the job is important, but I've always felt like, you know, no matter what happens, I'll always have a job. It may not be, the job that I want at the moment, but I always find a way to bring money in and you just have to kind of weather through the storm.
Well, I think some people can do that. I think there are other people though who can't. They're not that secure within themselves. And then also too, all of us will always bring money in. Problem is how much money and what kind of lifestyle do you have?
Well, and that's the thing. I think you have to accept the fact that unless you are a business owner yourself and you have established your business for long enough that, you know, you have a certain amount of income that you know is going to come in and you've been smart and put money away, you may not necessarily have the same lifestyle for certain periods of time. And, you know, I mean, that's just something that you have to accept. And, or the other option is, you know, times like right now, you hopefully if you go through it, you learn from it. And when things are better, you cut back a little bit on the lifestyle when things are good so that you can build up a little bit of a nest egg. So hopefully if a situation like this comes up again, it doesn't hit you quite as hard. You know, you've got a little money behind you and you have something there when times are a little bit leaner. It's hard. I mean, I've got three kids and that alone is the most expensive thing in my life. And it's difficult to cut back on those things, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you're right about that, about building up a nest egg. And for people who can, you know, get out from underneath the situation they're in, bitter but hard lesson. But, you know, you're just going to have to make plans that sometimes the future can be extremely unstable. It just seems like the future is more unstable now than it was, like, say, 50 years ago. And this is the worst now that I've ever seen. It doesn't mean we can't get out from underneath it, and we will eventually. And you're right. You got to take away the lessons from it. Steve, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a good day.
All right. Coming up next, I got tons of email about this, even when I was on vacation. Michael Bennett as Bill Ritter's Senate choice. We'll yak about it coming up.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte. Fits any budget. Only from IntelligentOffice.com. Intelligent Office.
This is a limited time offer, so call today for your free information. 1-800-293-4131.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. It's day one of the Washington phase of the Obama transition. The president-elect will brief congressional leaders on an economic stimulus plan that includes public works projects and up to $300 billion in tax breaks for people and businesses. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss is optimistic.
The question is this enough to get the economy out of recession? My guess is, combined with the fiscal policy and so forth that's going on, it probably is.
And the Obamas' personal transition is unfolding. Their daughters are starting classes at the exclusive Sidwell Friends School. The buzz among classmates there.
Students will want to catch a glimpse of them in the lunchroom, for example, but I really do think it'll settle down.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has withdrawn from consideration as Secretary of Commerce, saying an investigation into his relationship with the state contractor would drag out the confirmation process. Stephen Terrell is a reporter with the Santa Fe, New Mexico.
There's lots of unanswered questions. What did Richardson tell Obama? How much did Obama transition people know about this?
Election officials are ready to certify Democrat Al Franken the winner in the drawn-out Minnesota Senate race. Incumbent Republican Norm Coleman could challenge the result in court. Around the country, the number of youngsters who get their education at home is growing. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Growing how fast, Vicki?
1.5 million kids were being homeschooled in 2007, up 74% from 1999 when the government first started tracking the trend. Then, as now, most homeschooling was done for religious reasons. But a growing number of parents are simply disillusioned with traditional teaching methods and want their children to learn at their own pace and follow their own passions. USA Today says that suggests the demographics of homeschooling are moving beyond traditional Christian families, Frank.
An American pathologist has arrived in the Bahamas to take part in today's autopsy on the body of John Travolta's 16-year-old son, Jet, who died in a fall last Friday. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman is there.
They're trying to figure out what happened. The boy apparently went into his bathroom, at some point had a seizure and fell, may have hit his head on something, and the autopsy is going to try to determine that.
The celebrity website TMZ.com says Travolta's son had a history of frequent seizures and stopped taking the anti-seizure drug Depakote because it wasn't helping him anymore. Overseas, Palestinians are clearing debris from the latest round of Israeli air raids in Gaza. CBS's Mark Phillips is watching the ground war from the Israeli-Gaza frontier.
Not a lot of close toe-to-toe, small arms fighting. This has turned very much into an artillery battle. The Israelis continue to bombard from the air. The skies all morning here have been full of Israeli helicopters launching missiles and Israeli artillery firing from a couple of miles outside Gaza.
A week of fighting has taken the lives of 500 Palestinians and five Israelis. Just ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Want to know something cool about Geico and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month.
Yeah.
You just kiss me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
A sore throat can ruin a family outing, but my kids know I have the touch that can make it better. It's called the Chloraseptic Touch. Now moms have new Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges with the Liquid Medicine Center. You get the strongest medicine available without a prescription for fast relief that starts the moment Chloraseptic Max touches your throat. Plus, it coats to protect.
When they feel better, we all enjoy ourselves.
New Chloraseptic Maximum Strength Liquid Lozenges. One touch relief. The Chloraseptic Touch. Use as directed.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. More people are moving to Colorado from California, Texas, and Arizona than from any other states. That according to data from the state DMV. New Colorado license plate tags in 2008 replaced some 18,000 tags from California and about 12,000 from Texas. The flip side, of course, is that folks from Colorado are moving out as well, but Colorado's population growth shows its appeal. Denver's chief economist says the Mile High City provides a good quality of life and a fairly strong economy compared with the rest of the country. The Denver Public School Board is now looking for a new superintendent to replace Michael Bennett, the man Governor Ritter appointed Colorado's next senator.
We do have some big decisions to make and a lot of discussions to have, but I feel confident that we'll continue the direction that he set.
Board member Jill Conrad talking with 9 News. An increase in the state's unemployment rate means business is booming for Denver Health Medical Center. Denver Health, the city's primary hospital for the uninsured. In 2008, the hospital provided some $315 million in care for the needy. That was up 14% from a year earlier. Some Colorado lawmakers want to lay the groundwork for the production of oil shale. Some 800 billion barrels of oil may be recoverable from deposits in Colorado, Wyoming, and Utah, but the technology to squeeze the oil out of the rock is still experimental and production more than a decade away. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
There's a lot more volume this morning than we've been used to about this past week and a half. A lot of people are returning from vacation to work this morning. Speeds in the tech center, they're going to dip near Dry Creek. That due in part to some police activity on the left side of I-25, this after county line. 270 is also loading up as you're heading east. Same deal southbound 225 after Parker Road towards DTC. Speeds are going to dip there into the teens and 20s. Cruising Aurora, cleaned up a crash, 6th and 225. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital pics you'd like developed? Right now at King Supers, get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your SuperCard. Get your prints made at King Supers and save.
Who wears Thermacare? People like Ginny Graham.
I love playing with the grandkids, but everyday pain can slow me down.
Try the targeted relief of Thermacare joint and arthritis for hands, knees, and elbows.
I can feel it working.
Thermacare has patented heat cells that deliver real heat that penetrates deep to soothe sore joints.
Aches, pains, gone. Helps keep me going all day.
Look for Thermacare in the gold box and wear it where it hurts. Use as directed.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Really, Jay, we'd really appreciate it if you go back on vacation again for another 2 weeks. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Increasing clouds, high today 43, cold out there now. We need the world's smartest man, David Sirota, in on this conversation. But I guarantee it's 7 minutes after 7, Dave's not up listening. Dave's still asleep. Some people learn to leave lead a charmed life. All right, I got a ton of email about this. I mean, I got so much email that it even dripped over onto my blog at jmarvinblog.com, which, by the way, we're available to you digitally at am760.net. You can stream. You can get podcasts. Also, Facebook pages. I've got one. John Turk has one. And we also have one, Turn to the Left, with Jay Marvin. So you can get involved in any of those as you want to. But people were just on me about this, about Ritter's pick to replace Ken Salazar. Now, some people wanted Mike Miles. Some people like myself wanted Ed Perlmutter. Some people out there wanted Andrew Romanoff. And, of course, some people out there wanted John Hickenlooper. There was also this debate about whether the governor should have appointed a woman to the Senate seat. There are some very, very capable women out there who could have done a fine job. Diana DeGette said she wasn't interested. There was Joan Fitzgerald, Alice Madden. I'm going to leave Alice Madden out of there. I even thought, listen, I'll tell you something. I thought Pat Walk, head of the State Democratic Party, I thought Pat Walk would be a good choice. And I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out here as far as women go. So if I am, feel free to call and correct me. But what do we get? We get Michael Bennett, who shocked everybody. Now, Bennett is billed as being an advocate for change. Bennett, of course, has been the Denver Public School superintendent. Somebody pointed this out to me about Bennett. And I'm not saying he's not capable. But number one, what elective office has he ever held? I mean, he doesn't come with that seasoning that a Perlmutter would have, that an Andrew Romanoff would have, that a Joan Fitzgerald would have, that an Alice Madden would have. He doesn't come with that. And number two, he was involved with the Anschutz family. They had a lot of money. That's big money. And, well, never mind that the Anschutz have two radio stations in Denver that sound like, they're bad, to say the least. But this guy is connected to people with big money. Now, does that necessarily mean that he shouldn't get the job? No. I don't think that rules him out, except you can look at his performance while he was associated with the Anschutz family. And what he did for them and what he lobbied for them, if he did, and what he was involved in. Now, if you look at the Denver Post write-up on him, and also the Rocky Mountain News, not too much, unless I missed this while I was gone, not too much of a critical look at Mr. Bennett. So, in the end here, we're stuck with Mr. Bennett. And maybe he'll get up there and maybe he will pleasantly surprise all of us. And it will turn out to be a great moment. And he'll turn out to be a really great senator. And then he'll have something to run on in 2010. Some people are calling this move very, very risky by the governor. Because this guy in 2010 would have to face his first major political campaign unless he was willing to step down. And that doesn't look like that's going to happen. As a matter of fact, there's an article in the Rocky Mountain News from yesterday that says the 2010 U.S. Senate race got underway even before the last hours of 2008 ticked off the clock on New Year's Eve. Preparations are being made. Denver Public Schools Superintendent Michael Bennett as a replacement for Interior Secretary nominee Ken Salazar. And by the next morning, a team was quietly being assembled for Bennett's first ever election campaign in 2 years. So already they're thinking 2 years away. Meanwhile, according to the Rocky Mountain News, Republicans are chomping at the bit to take on Bennett, who is an untested as a campaigner and fundraiser and isn't as well known as the man the GOP had been expected to face, Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper. Many political analysts and the Democratic and Republican insiders have said they were surprised, even perplexed, that Democrats would take a chance on holding the seat in 2010 with a political rookie, however talented and intelligent and likable he may be. All right, I'm going to open the phones here. 303-713-7600. You tell me, you happy with this? You unhappy with it? What's your feeling? Now, why do I get a feeling I'm rolling a bowling ball down an empty lane here? Is it because everybody's back from vacation and doesn't really feel like getting involved? But people sent me tons of email saying, hey, what do you think about Michael Bennett? Here's my feeling about Michael Bennett. I know he's politically connected to Barack Obama. I know he's politically connected to Bill Ritter. Do I think he would have been the best choice? No, I would have opted out for Perlmutter if I were in. Conceding that once again, we have a strong field of possible appointees. More so than ever before. And if I couldn't have Perlmutter, I would go for Alice Madden. And I know there's a lot of you out there who wanted Mike Miles, too. So you got to tell me, how happy are you with this? You know, as well as qualified women, you could even throw in Angie Piccioni, too. She's out there working in the private sector. Now, I pointed this out on my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Why didn't Bill Ritter try something unusual? Why didn't the governor try something unusual? How about town hall meetings across the state to see who we, the Republicans, or we, the Democrats, wanted as our next state senator, or the senator, rather, to sit in the upper chamber of the House in Washington, D.C., the upper chamber of the Congress. Because you got to take Republicans into this, too. It just can't be Democrats. Even though the appointee is going to be Democratic. So I just wonder why the governor didn't do that. So I'm not sure where he was coming from on that note. You know, what we need in this country is more participatory democracy, not less. And I thought it would have been a real trailblazer if the governor had gotten out there so that you and I could show up at town halls. And, you know, people all over could, depending on whatever. Who cares what their political spectrum is? Everybody could have shown up. And wouldn't you have felt good about that? I would have felt great about it. All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. How thrilled are you with Michael Bennett as your next senator from the state of Colorado? Here's Turk with the traffic.
Jay, thanks. We did just clear this crash northbound I-25 around Dry Creek, but still seeing speeds in the teens all the way back to Castle Pines Parkway, leaving Castle Rock. Southbound side of 25 full as well in the normal spots. North Glen again after I-70 down to Spear Boulevard, and now we're working a new crash there. A two-vehicle accident southbound 25 at Alameda. Our other accident off the highways right now involving three cars at Tower and Pena. Your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon. The new storm system will bring snow to the high country in the central and northern mountains.
This isn't a political message. It's not a pitch from a pitchman, not brought to you by anything or anyone in particular. It's not a plea, it's not commentary. No, it's merely an idea for you to do with what you will. Let's redefine Christmas. Let's rethink how we give by replacing gifts that seem frivolous with gifts that are charitable and do more good. More on this idea at redefinechristmas.org. It's merely a website with an idea.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovephd.com.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season offer tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Icon has every FDA-approved laser available to them more than any other LASIK facility in Colorado. Icon offers intralace, bladeless LASIK, NIDEC, and Wavefront LASIK technology. They're truly your one-stop shop for LASIK shopping. I got to tell you something. I was eye shy, and I really didn't want to do this. And then I talked to Dr. Anderson. And the care you get at Icon is so superior. It really is. I mean, they take care of you from the time you go in to the time you leave and then even afterwards. So remember this. If you're going to choose LASIK, you got to choose Icon. They've done over 65,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a free custom vision evaluation to see if, you know, you qualify. And determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK laser eye surgery. They're the folks to see. Visit them at their Denver location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them. 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Wow, that's someone discovering Lowe's has prices that can't be beat, guaranteed. Here it is in slow motion. Wow. Find a lower advertised price on an identical item and we'll match it, plus give you another 10% off. Lowe's, let's build something together. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
You are not going to hear this talk show host be too critical of Barack Obama for a period of time, if ever.
Ed Schultz.
The country is screwed up. I think it's hilarious how the talking heads are out there trying to resurrect Bush's reputation. And I'm just talking about buy into that conversation. The guy's a worthless president, worst in the history of this country. We're steamrolling to change, and I am not going to put under a microscope every single move Barack Obama makes before he's president of the United States.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
High today, 43 with increasing clouds. Although the sky looks blue here this morning, cold out there, but it will warm up to 43. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Michael Bennett is the one who has been chosen to take Ken Salazar's seat as Ken Salazar moves to the Secretary of the Interior in the Obama administration. Not a whole hell of a lot's known about Bennett, except for those people that are cheerleaders for him. Like Dwight Jones, who had a guest commentary in the Denver Post here recently. I'm kind of leery of him. But you know what? I'd be leery of anybody I didn't know. I think that's kind of, you know, I think that's kind of goes with the territory. But how about those of you that were partisan in the sense that you wanted somebody else? How do you feel about this? You know, if you wanted Mike Miles, if you wanted Ed Perlmutter, as I did, or any number of candidates. And as I said before, if I couldn't get Perlmutter, I'd take Alice Madden. Let's go to Angie in Louisville. Angie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, Happy New Year.
Oh, you too.
And I have to say, I am disappointed with Michael Bennett because, I mean, he may be a very nice person. He may work very hard, but that isn't what you need a senator to do. You need a senator to be visionary and policy-oriented and understand the world. And I mean, obviously, I don't know anything about him, so maybe he is, but it just seems like there were so many other people who already had demonstrated that they were extremely visionary. I mean, I have always been impressed with Andrew Romanoff and what he was able to do with no money in the Colorado State House, that the idea that we wouldn't have taken an opportunity to appoint someone who already has that legislative experience was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, there are people who say that he was a good superintendent of schools, that he advocated change, that the DPS was doing better than it did before he arrived there. But I think that you're bringing up one really important point. Does this guy know how to get up there on Capitol Hill and be able to legislate and pull levers in order to get things done?
Right.
Where there are other candidates out there, like Congressman Ed Perlmutter, he knows how to do that because, okay, he's sitting there doing it now.
Right. Well, and the other thing is when you really look at the scores in Denver, first of all, it's not the superintendent that makes the difference. It's the teachers. It's the people who are working directly with the kids. The superintendent can say anything he wants, but it's the teachers and the people who are in the schools who make that difference. And if you really look at the scores, it didn't change that much. So, you know, you can close Manuel High School and a bunch of kids drop out, and then scores go up because the kids who are already having trouble have dropped out. That is not change. That is just horrible genocide to children, you know?
Well, I think the part of that, what you're bringing up, is an important point. I'd love to see what teachers and administrators have to say about them. And if there are any teachers out there, if there are any teachers, I wish they would call at 303-713-7600. I mean, I'd like to see what they have to say about this guy, because after all, they, you know, his policies guided their way, and they worked underneath him. And I wonder what their review of him would be. And I wonder what administrators would say about him, although you got to understand, and I think we both understand, that there are many administrators out there. They're not going to call a talk show and speak out. They're not going to say what they think because they're scared of repercussions.
Well, and it's easy to say that you make a change in 1 or 2 years, but he hasn't been the superintendent to really be able to say over a long term things changed, because if you look at CSAP scores, they go up, they go down, and they vary tremendously. And so to have 1 year where you say, oh, look, I've made such a difference, and then the next year it doesn't work, then you're not saying that this is actually due to your efforts. It's due to something else.
Well, one of the things I claim about him is that he was innovative in the teacher pay plans, and that he was the most innovative in this area in the country. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I don't work for DPS, so I can't say, but that's once again where I'd like to hear what teachers have to say about that. And the other thing is that he, you know, the teachers overwhelmingly approved a significant shift in how that pro-comp money situation is distributed among their ranks. Mm-hmm. So let's find out what they have to say about it, if we can get somebody to call up and talk about it. But once again, I get back to this whole thing of, okay, two things. One, is he going to be effective legislatively? And two, he's never run a race before, and you got to know that the Republicans are going to be out for blood.
Right. Well, and the other thing that's really weird about this teacher pay thing is that, are you telling me that if you just give teachers $100 more a year that they're going to suddenly work harder? That is so demeaning. Because I've never met a teacher who isn't there doing at least, you know, trying and doing everything that they can, but they have such a little amount of resources to work with. And the idea that somehow if you just paid them an extra $100 a year, that then everything would be okay is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's another thing I've never understood. Teachers are on the front line of the success of the country. Why do we constantly squabble about how much we pay them?
Right. Well, and if you look at it, some of the charter schools that are supposedly the best in Colorado, if you look at the average teacher salary, you'd qualify for food stamps if you were a single parent with a family.
Yeah, what do they make, about $38,000 a year, I think?
No, at Ridgeview, I think the average teacher salary is $22,000.
That's below the poverty line, I think, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's way below the poverty line. And I mean, what we're really doing with charter schools and innovation is we're forcing teachers to work for less and for longer hours. And obviously that makes a huge difference because you can take all that money you pay to teachers and put it into curriculum and classrooms, and then you force them to work longer, and therefore kids learn more because the kids are spending more time in the classroom. But we're doing it at a huge, huge cost to the individuals who are the people who are really the people we want to stay there and do wonderful things. And what we end up doing is just burning them all out.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's just not that many people who want to work for $22,000 a year.
You know what? I don't know anybody who wants to work for $22,000. Well, yes, I do, because there are people out there who money doesn't matter, public good matters, but there are a lot of people out there who would have a tough time as
right.
a single income
you
getting
have to
through.
Feed your family.
Yeah, at $22,000. Angie, thank you. Great call. Appreciate
right.
your time.
Bye-bye.
All right. Here's Trish in Denver who works for DPS. Trish, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I was just calling to make comments about Michael Bennett. I've been working in DPS for 15 years, and I just think he's been one of our worst superintendents. He really seems anti-union. A lot of teachers feel that he was trying to get rid of the contract, and he doesn't feel teachers should make a lot of money. And he seems like he's trying to push for these inexperienced young teachers to come into DPS who start at $35,000. And it takes years for them to even, maybe at least 15 to even get up to 50. And he's even made comments about teachers. Well, when he closed Manual, there were some comments about, well, no wonder these kids are failing. Look at these teachers. And it just doesn't seem like he values teachers or takes our jobs seriously. And I know a lot of teachers feel that way about him. And it kind of concerns me that he's picked as a senator when he just seems like one of the goals was to get rid of the contract, get rid of the union.
Yeah, how do you pick somebody as a senator who's anti-union if he's a Democrat?
Right, and we definitely get that feeling from him and about not wanting to pay teachers so much, and that's a concern. And you get these young teachers in, and they don't have class management, and they really can't do much with the kids because they spend so much time, you know, trying to manage and don't really know what to do. I think it takes, my first year, it was very difficult, and it took me a while to get that management down, and I really couldn't become a good teacher once I got that down.
Well,
and I just think he devalues teachers, and I think it was a very poor choice.
Well, that's a mistake. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Folks like you ought to be making $150,000 a year. The rest of us ought to be making $28,000 a year because you shape the outcome of the state, the country. I mean, you're the most important people there are out there. You are the most important people. And this guy, if he's anti-union, you know, forget about it. Bad choice. Trish, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Ooh, boy. Anybody else want to back Trish up on this? Is he anti-union, Michael Bennett? Don't tell me we've been sold a bill of goods again. 731, 31 minutes after the hour, John Turk sells his traffic.
Jay, highways are really busy for us this morning. Like Tony said at the beginning of the hour, a lot of people back to work today. Seeing the highways really stop and go in several different spots right now. Southbound 25 from 120th all the way down to 84th, again from 70 past Spear. If you're heading northbound on 25, going to be real busy from Castle Rock at Founders Parkway all the way into the Tech Center Dry Creek. That's due to an earlier crash that was cleaned up about 20 minutes ago, but still really bogging people down. Eastbound side of C-470 full in Highlands Ranch from Broadway to Quebec. Also got one crash out there on the radar. Three vehicles involved, Tower and Pena. Your forecast, sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, highs in the lower 40s. Right now, 17 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers master's degrees and bachelor's completion for working professionals online or even...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
TurboTax presents a message from Andrew Jackson.
Well, hello. This is your $20 bill speaking, and I want to give you a little tax advice. It'll only take a minute because I can sum it up in two words. Use TurboTax. See, with TurboTax, you get expert advice and online help to get you the maximum refund you're entitled to. In other words, you'll see a whole lot of me. And a bunch of Benjamins. I mean, come on, the guy wasn't even president.
TurboTax. Choose easy. Get started at TurboTax.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent Office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff. A la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget. Chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Nowhere knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge, I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Rockies opens 9 a.m. this morning, and they're open until 8 because they keep those hours every Monday through Saturday. Go out there and ask them about their matching down incentive. Ask them about showing you the book. And, hey, bring your trade in because they're interested in it. Rockies Autos at the historic location of 63rd and Federal.
Santa's come and gone, and, well, great as he is, he probably left you in need of quite a few batteries. And while you might think all batteries are the same, consider this. At the South Pole, National Geographic wanted to peek in on the penguins, and to make sure their critter cams never lost power, they trusted Duracell. So whether it's the South Pole, the North Pole, or anywhere in between, it just has to work. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969. 1-800-400-2969.
Attention taxpayers. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe over $15,000 in delinquent taxes to the state or IRS, you are eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For a free phone consultation, call Tax Relief USA at 1-800-900-9384. Millions of taxpayers are eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe, but few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, and property seizure. Tax Relief USA specializes in tax resolution, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For your free consultation, call 1-800-900-9384. If you owe $15,000 or more in state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call Tax Relief USA today for your free phone consultation. 1-800-900-9384. 1-800-900-9384. That's 1-800-900-9384.
J, and we'd like to welcome our latest affiliate in Gadsden, Alabama. 7:37, 37 minutes after the hour here. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Michael Bennett. Are you happy with this choice as the next senator from Colorado? I got a couple of lines open. And boy, you know what? When you come back from vacation, all right, I'm willing to admit it, you feel flat, don't you? And I got a lot of people going back to work today. So maybe that equates for the lack of interest in the topic, which then moves me to believe that we should whip out the torture element until you decide to get off your half moons and express an opinion. Jim in Loveland. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, and good morning, Jay, and a happy new year to you.
Yeah, happy new year to you, too.
I was curious about this appointment when I heard about it, and I got thinking a little bit, and indulge me for a moment. It's a risky move, but I think it was driven more by a political calculus than anything else. Kind of trying to survey the field, and maybe you could weigh in here, the potential Republican candidates in 2010. And I kind of went through the Coors, Schaefer, Tancredo list, trying to look for a large name on the Republican side who could possibly throw in. And the only one I could come up with was McGinnis from Grand Junction.
What about John Elway?
Possible, but given the Mike Shanahan issue, could in fact John Elway surface in the front office with the Broncos?
But he can always turn around and quit and run.
This is true. But
how about Senator Pius, Dan Kaplis, who's a Catholic astronaut?
Again, the name, and I think people, one of the problems that the Republican Party is going through is people are tired. So I think that Ritter may have rolled the dice here. I was leaning towards Andrew Romanoff, and there seemed to be a little bit of a whispering campaign, even heard it on some of the more conservative talk shows about, well, you know, he's single, you know, you really need a significant other here in Washington.
Oh, no, don't tell me they were going down that
road.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's just throw it out on the table here and be men. Were they questioning his sexuality?
You know, the whispering camp, I think that was the thinly veiled allusion to that. It was couched in comments like, well, you know, if you're going to be a senator and you're going to campaign, you really need a wife to be out there.
Well, that's not true.
Of course.
It's ridiculous.
Do you know what was motivating the comment?
Well, let me say two things about that. Number one, who cares if he's gay or not? But
correct.
I happen to know he's not, because I happen to know women who have dated him.
Mm-hmm.
So that you might as well put that they might as well put that fire out immediately.
Well, this was a whispering campaign that had been surfaced a few years ago too, when he assumed the leadership position in the General Assembly. But I guess getting back to the core question, Ritter may have in fact have been motivated to roll the dice, figuring there's 2 years to really campaign, and campaigning is really driven by money. And of course, Bennett did work for the Anschutz family, so there is some advantage there. And
I don't know. Working for the Anschutz family, is that an advantage or a disadvantage?
From a money perspective, it could in fact be an advantage from a fundraising perspective, and it could take a major donor potentially for the Republicans out of play.
Yeah, but there you go. Now we're getting into like big money politics.
You know, and I guess I scratched my head at this one, you know, looking for a reason why Michael Bennett, when there were other very, very obvious folks. The other issue is, if you tap somebody who has a seat in the House of Representatives, whose seat is truly and solidly Democratic? Diana DeGette probably has a very, very safe seat.
She didn't want it, though.
That's correct. And when you move beyond her, who in fact, I mean, Ed Perlmutter, very, very attractive candidate. I know you were very supportive of him. He had a real dogfight in his election.
No, not really. I don't really think that he did. I think that's incorrect on your part. I think that he won pretty handily, and that's because the people in his district, District 7, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, know what a good guy and a hard worker he is.
Worked very, very hard for election. Yeah, it begs the question, would his seat have been up for grabs? Would it have remained in a Democratic candidate's hands. So, as I said, I think, going back to my original premise, I think Ritter may have been compelled to take this chance, figuring that there's 2 years to really get him up to speed and, as the Rocky reported, really begin the campaigning 6 to 12 months early.
Well, here's one thing I want to know. Is he in a union? All right.
That's a good question.
Yeah, I want to know. Hey, Jim, thanks.
Hey, take care, Jay.
All right. Anybody else out there worked at the DPS or is working at the DPS? You want to comment about Michael Bennett at 303-713-7600. We've had at least one caller call in here and say that he's anti-union. And that bothers me right there. Because I'll tell you something, I have a hard time voting for anybody who's anti-union. That really, really, you know what? I'll tell you something. I don't think unions are radical enough. Let's go to Trish in Aurora. Trish, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
I am calling because I've been dating a DPS teacher for 10 years, and this is his 10th year at DPS.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Fulbright scholar. He received, he's a James Madison Fellow, received congratulations from Senator Salazar and Congresswoman DeGette, and not a word from Bennett. And from my understanding, he is anti-union, and he disrespects teachers. So for Governor Ritter to pick him, and this is my opinion, my own personal opinion, it was a political choice. They wanted to make him Department of Education. He didn't get it. So they found a place for Bennett. As far as I'm concerned, good riddance, because I think it will be better for DPS that Bennett is gone. I just don't care for the man. I prefer Perlmutter or Andrew. I think they have stabbed Andrew in the back, and I am really disgusted at this appointment.
Well, if he's anti-union, there's no way I'm going to like it. I can tell you that much right now. I can't stand people who are anti. Well, let me rephrase that. You don't want to say you can't stand. That sounds too hateful. But I don't understand people, unless they're in management. I don't aim this to small business owners, but I don't understand people who are anti-union. And I'll tell you something else too. The Democratic Party, you know what the Democratic Party's got to stop doing? The Democratic Party has got to stop getting itself put over by those constituencies in the party, and then turn around and alienate those constituencies. And one of the constituencies of the Democratic Party are labor unions.
I agree.
I mean, why is the word labor union so shameful? I've asked this question on this station a number of times. Why is it so terrible?
Because people are educated. They have forgotten the history of the labor unions. I'm from Cleveland. I just came back from that area. It's pathetic how we've lost the manufacturing. They've just been trying to break their unions for 30 years, and they have succeeded. And excuse me, if you're a superintendent, and as far as I'm concerned, you are for charter schools, you are for breaking the unions. They are not union.
So yeah. All right,
against this appointment.
All right, so he gets it because he's politically connected, to Ritter, and he's politically connected to Obama.
And
so
Hooper and the whole bunch, his father, his mother, it just goes down the line. He's just a crony. That's how I feel about it. Now, he may be a good senator. I will give him that opportunity. I was not for Obama. I had to go his way when he was elected. And I studied him, and I finally respected the man, campaigned my heart out for him. And perhaps Bennett will be that way as well. But as for Ritter, I just question his appointment.
There's
other qualified people out there.
You're right. It comes off as being a little bit sour. Trish, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome, and Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you, too. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk on Corks 1.
Jay, traffic really building up on C-470 this morning. Both sides of the highway, first for westbounders from Bowles up to 285. And if you're traveling eastbound, going to see it at Broadway. Actually, before that, around Luce and up to Quebec. Also stop and go on 25 in a couple different spots on the southbound side from 70 past Spear. It is starting to loosen up a little bit in Northland, but really busy still coming out of Castle Rock from Founders up to Lincoln Ave. And that stop and go speeds barely pushing into the teens there. Also going to be busy from Washington Street Bridge up to Alameda. Just a couple crashes out there on the radar. One, if you're traveling towards the airport, it's on Tower near Pena. Another one at Hampton and Dahlia here in the Tech Center. Your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon. A new storm system will bring snow to our central and northern mountains. Look for highs in the city in the lower 40s. Right now, 17 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Oh, feel the jets, man. I love this hot tub.
Bob, get out of my hot tub and go get your own from Spa Brokers. They have the best deals, and they carry Marquee Spas, the number one tub in Colorado.
But
no buts. My family wants to get in. Now get out.
But I'm not wearing a swimsuit.
You've got to be kidding.
Hurry into Spa Brokers during their annual floor model clearance sale. No money down, no payments for 12 months. Up to $2,000 trade-in on your old hot tub, even if it doesn't work. Showrooms in Aurora, Highlands Ranch, Westminster, and Parker. Go to spa-brokers.com, home of Marquee Spas.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovefreehd.com.
Online lives are even more vulnerable than our real lives, especially when it comes to the nightmare of identity theft.
I called a year after I got my identity stolen, my lost year. Every day, another phone call to a bank, the DMV, credit card companies, it's like I had a second job.
Don't become a victim. Get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Protect yourself with patented internet scanning technology that alerts you of potential identity theft. And with ID Vault, lets you make your passwords, screen names, and credit card numbers virtually impossible to steal when you're online. Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Get total protection. Call 877-600-2669. Sign up now and get Identity Guard Total Protection with ID Vault free for 30 days. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 today. That's 877-600-2669 or visit identityguard.com.
Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovephd.com.
7:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This time of the year, famous for making New Year's resolutions. Let this one be that you're going to get good, qualified financial advice. The place to go for that is Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And the man to talk to is Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. Well, welcome back from vacation, Mike.
Hey, buddy. It's great to hear your voice. How are you?
All right. How you been?
Good. Happy New Year, buddy.
Yeah. Did you have a good holiday?
Oh, sure I did. Sure I did. Had a great holiday. How about you?
Yeah. Really had a good one.
You tear it up?
Yeah. Even though we never connected for lunch, but we'll try that in the new year.
Yes, we will. The new year is going to be a good year for that.
Yeah. I think so, too. Okay. Now, how's the market treating the beginning of the year here with optimism or no?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Friday was the first trading day of the new year, and as you know, we had a real nice up day. The Dow was up about 6% for the year. We've had a pretty good pop at the beginning. Now, we're pulling back a little bit this morning because we have an awful lot of economic news out this week, just tons of it. And the closer we get to Friday, the more concentrated we're going to get. In about 7 minutes, we're going to get construction spending for November. And truck and auto sales will come this afternoon at about 2 o'clock, or noon o'clock, excuse me. Factory orders tomorrow, crude inventories Wednesday. Friday is just packed with economic news. And we've got Outlook 2009 report. We come out with two reports per year of this type, Jay. And so this is a 17-page report on Outlook 2009, making a case for what we think is going to happen in terms of earnings and valuations, but our forecast for 2009. So be sure to call to get your free copy. We can email it to you today, or we can just put it in snail mail. So if people call today, we only come out with a mid-year report and an outlook report at the first of the year. So if you want your copy of that, give us a call this morning, Jay, to get your free copy. And we get jammed for calls on this.
Yeah, call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. And you guys are open at what, at 9 a.m.?
We're open right now, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you can call then. If you want a copy of this, folks, then you got to call now, 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. And if this is the year where you have said to yourself, okay, I'm going to get some strong financial planning, because leaving it to just anybody is a mistake, and Presidential Brokerage does not engage in one-size-fits-all, how do I know all of this? Because Mary and I have experience. By the way, here's a little inside baseball comment. Our two favorite ladies are in California getting information as we speak.
Wonderful. That is going to be good.
Yeah, so I'll have some good stuff to share with you later in the week.
Good. We'll have to go to lunch Wednesday or Thursday. How's that?
Yeah, good. And I'm buying.
Yes, you are. I can't tell you how good it is to hear your voice, Jay.
Yeah, man, I've missed you too. I really have. Let me tell people once again, if they want to get this report, and you only put it out once a year, 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. Knowledge is power. And I got to tell you, Mike Spear knows it all. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, 303-749-2770. See ya tomorrow.
See ya.
Just love him. 7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-700-7181. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-700-7181. That's 1-800-700-7181.
Seven 57 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Increasing Clouds. High today, 43. We want to welcome our newest affiliate in Lynchburg, Virginia. Just doing this all morning. Jay Marvin along with you. Oh, okay. All right. I got to give you a little preview to what's coming up here. People on the radio, people in the media are supposed to be exemplary. You know, we're supposed to, like, set an image. We're not supposed to be really human. But I did something that I'm not really proud of. As a matter of fact, I'm ashamed of it. We've talked about this topic before. I want to open it up again. And once again, this is a question about whether there's no right or wrong here to the answer. There's only your opinion and only your history and only what you've done. Now, you got two choices here. You can ignore this, or you can come forward with the courage to go, yes, I have, or somebody has done it to me. Because to me, this is what the beauty of talk radio is that we can explore these kinds of things with each other. That's one of the things I really like about doing this, because we could argue about, you know, all kinds of political things. But let's talk about the things that really affect us. And people in radio, too, are tremendously phony. You ever notice that? I mean, they would never get on to cop. They would never get on a cop to anything. Well, I'm going to do it. And then I want to see if you got the same honesty level. So we'll take a little honesty check coming up next hour. Stick around. AM 760. Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
TN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapany. Getting the economy back on its feet will be job one for President Obama, and his plan to do that is going to be on the table in meetings today with Democratic congressional leaders.
He's got his work cut out for him from day one.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer tells us the president-elect may get much of what he wants, including a $300 billion tax cut, but not by inauguration day.
The idea that you could sort of get an $800 billion combination package of tax cuts and public works programs, I think in the beginning, was a real question. Is that realistic? It's fair to say it is not.
President-elect Obama will have to tackle the economy without Bill Richardson's help. The New Mexico governor withdrew from consideration as Secretary of Commerce because of a federal investigation into his ties to a political contributor. Politico's David Marks says Richardson's exit could embarrass the Obama transition team.
Bill Richardson is a high-profile appointment, but I think it will probably pass in a couple days as soon as the Obama team comes up with another name.
The sales figures car companies will report today could look like a traffic wreck. CBS's Jeff Gilbert has that.
Even with big incentives, there is no sign that December will show any move out of the sales doldrums we've been seeing lately.
Sales compared with a year ago will be down 30 or more percent.
Ford's top analyst George Pippa says customers are in a saving mood. Total car sales for 2008 will likely be just over 13 million compared to more than 16 million in 2007. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The ground war in Gaza is in its second full day. CBS News Jerusalem correspondent Robert Berger.
Helicopters soared overhead as Israeli ground forces seized high-rise buildings near Gaza City and rocket launching sites. There was chaos at Gaza hospitals. Palestinians say there were many civilian casualties. Hamas fired more than 30 rockets at Israel.
In Iraq, the United States has officially opened a new $592 million embassy in Baghdad. Ambassador Ryan Crocker called the opening an important step in the transition from the United States as an occupying power to an ally of Iraq.
From this new embassy, in the years to come, we look forward to building our partnership and contributing to that future.
Apple CEO Steve Jobs, who survived pancreatic cancer, has issued a statement blaming his increasingly gaunt appearance on a hormonal imbalance. Jobs says he's already begun treatment, and that treatment should begin to get his weight back to normal within a few months. Jobs says his intention is to remain on as the chief executive of Apple. In early Wall Street trading, investors are cashing some of last week's big profits. The Dow Industrials are down 95 points. This is CBS News.
Reason number 9 to switch to GEICO. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance.
It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with GEICO. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
A message from the Orbitz Traveler Wellness Center.
Hi, this is Dr. Martin Pakulski-Blatz. Am I here to tell you that there's no reason to worry about the price of your flight dropping after you book? Yes. With Orbitz Price Assurance, if another customer books the same flight for less, will Orbitz automatically send you the difference in cash? Also, yes. Is this the best news you've ever heard? I don't even know you, but yes.
Visit Orbitz.com today. Same flight with same dates, times, airlines, restrictions, $250 maximum refund.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Barack Obama and his economic team want to be ready to go on day one, but congressional leaders are saying it may take a little longer, at least to get an economic stimulus package finished. Colorado Democratic Senator Ken Salazar, among the many who will be working on that plan.
There is a fear across the state of Colorado about what is happening with the economy of this nation. And I think out of that fear, we will see action being born out of that fear.
Salazar speaking with 9 News. He's expected to be confirmed as Interior Secretary. He'll then be replaced in the Senate by Denver Schools Superintendent Michael Bennett. Musical chairs, the DPS board already working on Bennett's replacement.
We do have some big decisions to make and a lot of discussions to have, but I feel confident that we'll continue the direction that he set.
Board member Jill Conrad, the board held a closed-door session over the weekend. The state budget deficit has interim Colorado State University President Tony Frank preparing his staff for cuts, including layoffs. Frank says it's too early to say how many layoffs might be necessary. Most hiring at CSU has been frozen. And could Barack Obama ride to his inauguration in the same carriage Abraham Lincoln used? They'd first have to transport the carriage to Washington from Colorado. That carriage now sits in Golden's Western Airs Museum. Curator Gene Mencendick is offering the black carriage with red wheels to Obama's team. There are obvious connections. Both Lincoln and Obama called Illinois home, but the carriage is old. It seats only 4 people, including the driver. So unless Obama wants to take the reins himself, it may not happen. Stay tuned. Sports, Broncos continuing to look for Mike Shanahan's replacement. Tomorrow, they'll speak with Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. NFL playoffs, Baltimore over Miami, Philly over the Vikings, and in hockey, Minnesota beat the Avs 2-0. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker has your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Northbound I-25 crawling as you're heading out of Castle Rock. As I check on those CDOT cameras, speeds are going to be in the single digits near Founders. Looks like it's going to be heavy and slow all the way towards Park Meadows, so factor that into your drive. 25 is also a crowded ride downtown. That's due to usual volume, and now we're getting word of a crash. This is near 6th Avenue. There's also an accident being reported southbound I-25 near 104th. Could kind of hang things up as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. Surface street wreck in the cleanup stages. Dahlia in Hampton. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers want to help you take care of the vehicle that takes care of you. Check out this month's service and parts mailer for a complimentary 25-point inspection. Get the right service at the right price by the right people.
Who wears ThermaCare? People like Ginny Graham. I love playing with the grandkids, but everyday pain can slow me down. Try the targeted relief of ThermaCare joint and arthritis for hands, knees, and elbows. I can feel it working. ThermaCare has patented heat cells that deliver real heat that penetrates deep to soothe sore joints. Aches, pains, gone. Helps keep me going all day. Look for ThermaCare in the gold box and wear it where it hurts. Use as directed.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, you say
No?
There. Okay, I'm on. What the heck? We've only got a couple more hours to go.
Is the light still burnt out there in the switch?
Yeah, the light's still burned out. I couldn't figure out what was going on there. 808, 8 minutes after 8.
I guess engineering has been off for the last three weeks, too.
You know, that's the most discouraging thing in the world. Only from this standpoint, okay? If you don't know whether the microphone's on or off, and particularly if you don't know whether it's on, you're liable to get on the air and say something that you will regret for years to come. I'm not kidding you. I've only done it once. Without a delay. Matter of fact, I did it here in Denver. One time. But, boy, I'm telling you, it is painful. Okay, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about our foibles, because we're all humans, and we've all got foibles, and everybody does things that they're not proud of. Now, there was a story over the weekend. Argument spawned I-25 chase and shooting. Police say an argument triggered a chase between two drivers early Sunday morning on Interstate 25, ending with shots being fired. This is according to 9 News. Denver police say the argument started downtown at 14th and Larimer, leading to the chase. Police says shots were fired on I-25 near West 38th Avenue around 2 a.m. All lanes of northbound I-25 were shut down Sunday morning at Interstate 70 due to the shooting. Authorities say 3 people were shot in what they described as a car-to-car shooting. Police say the 2 people were shot and treated for their injuries. They have been released. The 3rd person was in critical condition at Denver Health Medical Center, but police say the patient is expected to survive. Now, that's road rage taken to the steroid level. Now, here's where the admission part comes. I had a road rage incident on Friday evening. I'm not proud of this. It was immature on my part. I could see Turk in there smiling. What are you laughing about? I haven't even said what I did.
I can guess.
All right, take a guess.
Somebody wanted to race you.
No.
No?
No.
Somebody tailgating you?
No.
Well, did you throw your middle finger out?
Yes.
Yeah. 3 guesses, I knew I'd get there.
Okay, I'm coming off 36, headed on to I-25 southbound. This car, full of teenagers, basically, came into my lane and almost forced me off the road. And then when I honked to say, like, hey, stop, they got upset. So I dropped back. And I gave them the middle finger. And they started chasing me. And I'm going down I-25, and they're chasing me. And I figure, okay, here's what I'm going to do. You know what? If the 4 of you want to beat the crap out of me, we'll do it in the district parking lot of, we'll do it in the parking lot of District 3 off University. So I'm hauling rear trying to make it to University. Okay, I admit this. I hit speeds of 110 miles an hour. Look at John. How could I, right? Well, all right, you ever in a car? You ever in a car? People chasing you like that? You ever been through that experience?
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, yes.
Now, I didn't get a ticket.
I don't know if I hit 110, though.
I didn't get a ticket. Nobody was hurt. And when it was over, I said to Mary, I am never going to do this again. Never. I very rarely ever get angry like that. But I am not going to do this again. Because I felt like an immature punk for having pulled that off. And I'm lucky nobody got hurt. And the nice thing about it is eventually these kids and mommy or daddy's car gave it up when they finally realized they couldn't catch me. But still, bad move on my part. Okay, here's what I want to ask you. Am I alone on this? Or have you ever been involved in a road rage incident? 813, 13 minutes after 8. 303-713-7600. You want to call up and tell me you have or haven't? But I'd really like to hear from those of you that have at 303-713-7600. Now, am I going to sit here for the next 45 minutes by myself? Or are you going to get off your half moons and come to the forefront and say, hey, okay, yeah, I've done it before. And please, don't email me at am760.net or call up and tell me how I serve as a poor example to the public, because I'm just being honest. And I want to see if anybody else wants to be honest about it, too.
Did you, and this is, you know, just playing devil's advocate, but did you ever think of just calling that the police? You know, they have those aggressive driving
because I'm not smart enough. That's why. I mean, I made a total idiot out of myself. It's like playing football for too long without a helmet. That's what I should have done. I should have called the police and said, hey, these guys are chasing me. But I didn't do it. And I know. Listen, you can call up here and ridicule me, I guess. Of course, yeah, I'm no beacon of public morality. I'm human like everybody else. I just want to see how human you are. Now, I've never pulled over the side of the road and gotten into it with somebody. And I've also had people do unfair things to me, like these guys coming in my lane. Or I had another case where at Park Meadows Mall, a guy started harassing me. And he was working out there doing some kind of construction. He was in a pickup truck. And I guess you know what I could have done? I could have called his boss. Because I got the number off the cut. But you know what? I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it. Maybe I should have done it. And I don't know whether you would call that a road rage incident or not, because it was in the parking lot of Park Meadows Mall. But think about how much time we all spend in our cars. We spend a lot of time in our cars. And traffic can be very, very frustrating. No question about that. Question is, how torqued off have you gotten? I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I have this strange feeling that I will take these first three calls and then no one will call after this. Because nobody wants to call up and say, yeah, okay, I did it. And I find it incredible that people won't admit to this because there's so many cars on the road. So are there more sane people than insane people? I don't know. Here's Joe and Greeley. Joe, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Joe, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was actually the victim of some road rage, but it was probably my instance that started the whole thing off in the first place. Happened, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago. I was in a traffic incident. Guy wanted to change lanes, didn't see me. Nearly clipped the front end of my car, so I honked the horn. You know, he flipped me off. I returned the gesture. I think it's over about a mile down the road, and have my window open, and all of a sudden I'm turning into a fist.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. This was in Lafayette.
The guy punched you?
Yeah, he got out of his car and, you know, just took a swing at me through the window because it was open. And
did you call the cops?
Yeah, I actually went down to the police station. It was about, you know, a couple blocks from Lafayette Police Department, and a buddy of mine was behind me in traffic, and he went with me and reported the whole thing. And, you know, I never found out what came of it, but I described the guy, and the police knew immediately who I was talking about.
So you're in stop-and-go traffic.
Yeah, it was down South Boulder Road in Lafayette.
And the guy gets out of his car, and he punches you?
Yeah, I was just waiting to turn, go north on 287, head home, you know, and I didn't realize that the guy was still behind me. Thought maybe, you know, hey, it was over. And
yeah, see, okay, I've never gone that far. I've never had fisticuffs with anybody.
Yeah, I could see how it could happen, but, I mean, it was just a simple horn and, you know, a middle finger gesture, and, you know, he returned suit. So, you know, I figure, hey, we're good, and that was it.
Now, I've had people hassle me when I'm on my bicycle. You know, they pull up behind you when they easily could go around.
Oh, yeah.
They start tailgating you. But that's an incredible story.
So, yeah, it was enough to teach me to, you know, be a little bit more calm from my perspective. So.
Yeah. You know what? I think it teaches all of us to be a little bit more calm. Hey, Joe, thanks for sharing. Thanks for being honest.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Boy, I'm telling you what. Now think about that. Some guy punch you? What would you do, Turk, if some guy punched you in traffic?
Punch back.
Oh, God. So you'd be in one of those situations where you'd get on the side of the road and start duking it out?
Punches me, yeah. I'm not just going to lay. What are you going to do, lay there?
Well, like what you said to me.
What if he continues to punch you?
Why don't you call the cops?
If the guy punches you, it's a little too late.
You think
so? Wait until the cops get here, buddy. Yeah, I don't know.
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd open up my trunk and get a tire iron.
That's why I carry golf clubs.
Jeez. Yeah. I'm disgusting.
Oh, 9-iron works just the same.
Yeah, I mean, I tee off on the guy's egg. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I sure do.
But I'm disgusting. I admit that I'm disgusting. One line open at 303-713-7600. Have you ever been involved in a road rage incident? Do you want to cop to the fact that you've either caused it or been involved with it or helped it out? It's speaking of road rage, here's John with a look at traffic.
Jay, traffic is extremely busy for us this morning. Looks like most people are headed back to work. We'll start with I-25. Heavy jams coming southbound from 104th down to 84th. Had an early crash there that was just cleared. Also going to be busy. Stop and go from 70 past Spear Boulevard. And then working a new crash the second time this morning on the southbound side of 25 near 6th Avenue. On the northbound side, going to be really busy coming out of Castle Rock from Founders all the way up to Lincoln. Again, in the bridges areas, you approach Alameda. Also looking at stop-and-go conditions, eastbound 6th Avenue, coming out of Lakewood at Sheridan, all the way to I-25, and on westbound I-70, there in the elevated portion of the highway from Steel Street down to Brighton Boulevard. Also looking at stop-and-go jams on C-470, traveling eastbound across Highlands Ranch from Broadway all the way to 25. One other crash out there on the radar, Dahlia and Hamden. Your forecast, sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Look for...
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window. Or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovephd.com.
Single Dad is The Bachelor on the two-hour season premiere. And from Tyra Banks and Ashton Kutcher, a new competition that proves beauty is more than skin deep.
They have no idea that we're judging them on their inner beauty.
True Beauty. It all starts tonight at 8, 7 Central, part of ABC's Bring in the New Week.
Who wears Thermacare? People like Jenny Graham.
I love playing with the grandkids, but everyday pain can slow me down.
Try the targeted relief of Thermacare Joint and Arthritis for hands, knees, and elbows.
I can feel it working.
Thermacare has patented heat cells that deliver real heat that penetrates deep to soothe sore joints.
Aches, pains, gone. Helps keep me going all day.
Look for Thermacare in the gold box and wear it where it hurts. Use as directed.
You better get yourself together.
After the hour here, AM 760, a progressive talk, increasing clouds, high today 43. We're all back in the saddle now. Jay Marvin, along with you, we're available digitally at am760.com, or you can go to our Facebook page. I've got one, and John's got one. And then we have Turn to the Left with Jay Marvin on Facebook. And you can also read my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Okay, road rage incidents. There was one over the weekend, and they got into shots. So now I'm asking you, okay, have you ever been involved in a road rage incident that you want to admit to? And I got into one on Friday, and I feel like a creep for doing it. Here's Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy New Year, brother. How you doing?
Hey, Mark, how are you, man?
Not bad, not bad. All right, first of all, I'd like to say that I'm not proud of this. This happened about 10 years ago. I was driving down the Boulder Turnpike in the left lane, and I was probably doing 5-10 miles an hour over the speed limit. Come up on the guy in the left lane that's doing less than the speed limit. So after a couple chances of him, you know, having a chance to get over, I flashed my lights at him saying, hey, you know, maybe he didn't see me there. Figured, hey, you know, let him know I'm there. And after another couple chances of him not getting over, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go around him on the right, even though that's technically illegal. And when I went to go around him on the right, he cut me off. So I'm like, then I'll go on the left.
Oh, jeez.
I went to get over on the left. He cut me off again. So I gave him, you know, how you put your hands up saying, hey, you know, what's the deal, man? And he flipped me off. So I flipped him off back, and he said, he pointed to the shoulder. And back then I was playing hockey about twice a week and little jacked up and ready to go. So I'm like, fine, I'll go to the shoulder with you and see how it works out for you. Pulled over, and when he got out of the car, I got out of my car. We started walking towards each other, and his wife apparently jumped in the driver's seat and started driving off without him. So he had to run after his car to make sure he wasn't left behind.
Wait a minute. His wife gets in the car and starts driving
off
without him?
Well, she was in the passenger seat, and she jumped over to the driver's seat and started driving off. She didn't want anything to do with it, apparently.
What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He turned around and started running after his car.
You had to be standing there laughing.
I was just like, you got to be kidding me, man. For the fact that if you're doing that with your significant other in the car, you got to be a real moron. But to do it anyway, you got to be a moron, obviously. I admit I was a moron back then.
Well, you're probably a moron for, like, picking up the guy's challenge and going, okay, let's pull over to the side of the road. Fine, I'll do it. But then again, you're in one of these situations where you're just trying to get around the guy, and he, like, starts cutting you off in both lanes. I mean, I think any rational person, though, is going to get a little angry.
Well, yeah. And, you know, I don't know what it is about Colorado. I've lived all over the U.S., and for some reason, people here feel they need to be the speed police in the left lane. If you want to speed and get a ticket, that's your problem. But people will drive 5 miles an hour under the speed limit and look at you and not get over. They don't care. It's like, whatever. I drive Pena every day and get stuck behind taxi cabs. Driving in the left lane, nobody in the right lane. They don't care.
Well, you know why they're doing it. Do they have passengers?
No. Half the time not. They're just cruising along left lane.
All right, now what's the point of that?
I don't know if they don't want to deal with the traffic coming on and off the road or what, but it drives me batty. Like, I'm just trying to get from point A to point B. I don't like driving, you know.
Well, people in the left lane who do under the speed limit, they bother me too. And you know what? And you know what really gets me? Like, don't they have any awareness of what they're doing?
People don't seem to look in their mirrors a lot, which I don't understand. I'm always looking in my mirrors. Maybe that's because I like to be, you know, like I said, 10 miles over the speed limit, so I'm always looking for cops. The other people just cruise along, don't look in their mirrors. The thing that drives me nuts, Jay, is I'll get a ticket for doing 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. but they won't give somebody a ticket for driving in the left lane 10 miles an hour under the speed limit.
Which is illegal. Which is illegal in a lot of states. Plus, okay, here's another one. How about people who drive down the road with their right blinker on and they never turn?
Yeah, I like that one. That one doesn't get to me as much as the people driving in the left lane.
No, but it's like, okay, when are you planning on turning?
Yeah.
How do you drive down the road with your right blinker on and not know it's on?
I have zero spatial awareness, Jay.
Amazing. Mark, thanks, man. Happy New Year to you.
You too.
All right. Here's Diana and Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you, Jay. This did not happen to me. It happened to my brother in Arlington, Texas. And he was on the freeway. Somebody cut him off, and it made him mad. And he turned around and cut them off, flipped them off. And the guy that originally flipped cut my brother off pulled in behind him and followed him all the way to his home.
Are you seriously?
Way it gets worse. My brother pulled into his driveway. The guy pulled, locked my brother's driveway, right? Got out of his car and drew down on him.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
And after my brother changed his underwear, he said, "See how easy this is that I could just kill you? Don't you ever, ever do that again." And the guy was a police officer. And he was a cop.
Did he show his badge?
Yeah.
Did your brother call the police department?
No. He just told my brother, he said, "You know what you just did, you know, could have gotten you killed. You never know who's in the other car, you know? And don't you ever do that again."
Well, I could see the object lesson that he's trying to prove there, but
right.
He could have just easily have shown him the gun. Instead of drawing down on him.
Drew down on him. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? My brother has never, ever flipped somebody off on the highway again, ever.
You know what? I'm scared, too, about that. I'm scared of getting shot at.
Yeah. You know, and he had a point. You know, you never know. You never know what maniac is going to be there, and it'll just kill you.
See, that's the other thing. This is kind of a sidecar conversation here, but that's why I don't trust the idea of conceal and carry.
Yes, huh?
I mean, that scares me.
Yeah.
Doesn't it you?
Yes, and the thing of it is it could have been really bad because my brother has a gun, so he has a permit to carry.
Oh, you could have had a shootout in your driveway.
In your driveway, yeah. It could have been just unbelievable, but... apparently, my brother did not have his gun with him.
All right, Diana, that's a pretty hair-raising story. Appreciate the call.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right, see you later. 303-713-7600. Anybody can top that one? Getting drawn down on by a cop? I'd have to call the police. I'd have to call and get the name of the guy's commander or something, or his sergeant.
I've heard of that happening before. That's not the first case I've heard of that. An off-duty police officer into a road rage incident. I don't know what I'd do. You just hope that when you call the cops, you can actually get the help there you need.
Well, I'm sure they would come, you know, help you out. I mean, there's, you know, such a thing called internal affairs. I mean, I'm sure that they would...
Probably who would be my first thought to call would be internal affairs.
You know, I'm sure that they would do it. I'm sure they would investigate it, but God almighty. And that's that whole thing about to conceal and carry, too, man.
Yep, you never know.
You know, you're driving along in Texas going down I-90 headed to Del Rio, and some guy, you get into it with him, and he pulls out a gun and blows your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Splits your coconut in two.
Didn't you see how Texas Chainsaw Massacre the beginning started? All via a road rage incident. Then they got chopped up.
Well, okay.
Yeah, man, no, I do my best. I keep my finger down. I yell. But my windows are usually rolled up. And I'm
okay,
just
well, here's what we need to do. We need to open up a store over on, like, or you know, off Arapahoe Road that sells Kevlar vests for motorists.
Bulletproof driving vests?
Yeah, Kevlar vests.
Yeah, that'd be good.
8:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Speaking of driving, here's John.
We're starting to shape up in a few areas around town, Jay, but still busy in a few areas as well. Southbound 25, going to be stop and go from I-70 down to 6th Avenue. Northbound side jammed in a couple different spots from Founders up to Lincoln again from Washington Street Bridge down to Alameda through that bridges area of 25. Also got a crash there on the southbound side near 6th Avenue. That's hanging people up around 17th Ave, but really not affecting traffic, so to speak. Our other crash near the Tech Center just east of I-25 on Hamden at Delia, and really the rest of the drive starting to shape up. A little extra traffic westbound 36th, the turnpike from Sheridan out to 104th. Your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon. A new storm system will bring snow to our central and northern mountains this afternoon. Highs in the city, about 44. Your current downtown temperature is 19 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to get that boat. Bring the family to the Denver Boat Show at the Colorado Convention Center, January 15th through the 18th. See hundreds of new boats.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit creditfreelife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving.
In life, there are many kinds of love. With HD television, there are only two. The blind love you get with an HD TV that only gets a non-HD signal. And the true love you get when your HD TV is connected to brighter, sharper HD programming. Comcast can save you from the heartbreak of blind love with the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play. That's internet, phone, and digital TV with free HD. And access to over 1,000 HD choices with no equipment or access fees. Nobody else gives you that. Plus, smarter home phone features and internet speeds that just keep getting faster. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up for the all-new Comcast HD Triple Play and save up to $240 your first year. Text your zip code to 68542 or call 1-800-COMCAST to sign up now. Packages starting at just $114.99 per month. Savings claim based on a 12-month promotional period. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers with qualifying HD Triple Play package. Installation, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Reply stop HD to quit or help HD for more info. For more information, go to www.lovefreehd.com.
Phones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans, carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst, notionologist, global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass, the Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Years only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls. We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe, stop the never-ending collection calls, and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Two of the most storied programs in college football. two powerhouses with something left to prove. Tonight on Fox, it's the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl, featuring Terrell Pryor and the Ohio State Buckeyes versus All-American Colt McCoy and the Texas Longhorns. The Buckeyes are on a mission to finish the season with a victory, and the Longhorns are out to prove they're the nation's best.
Can you believe that?
It's Ohio State against Texas, only on Fox.
All the action starts tonight at 5:30 on Fox 31.
Let's face it. The only way to get around road rage? Drive a Jeep with a 50 caliber machine gun on the back of it. That'll discourage anybody from giving you trouble. 8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk and Creasing Clouds. High today, 43. Denver police say an argument triggered a chase between two drivers early Sunday morning on Interstate 25, ending in shots being fired. So I'm asking you about road rage. I mean, I've done it. Have you ever done it? And if so, what were the circumstances? Here's Vince in Commerce City. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Joe. Happy New Year.
Good. Happy New Year to you, too.
Hey, listen, you're right. Everybody's done it. Some measure of it. Mine was back in the 70s, and a guy actually wound up, after exchanging unpleasantries, he wound up following me to my apartment.
And well, you know, you know what? That's psycho behavior right there.
Right. It scared the hell out of me in a way because he didn't, and we weren't that far. I was only two blocks from the incident. But he didn't get out of his car when I got out of mine. And it was as if he wanted me to approach his car. So I ran upstairs and got a baseball bat and came down. And my wife, who was home, she basically begged me, you know, hey, stop, and, you know, and talked sense into me, and the guy drove off. At that same intersection, which was 68th and Lowell, there was I never followed up on this, but a guy, they wound up airlifting him out of that intersection, and the word was that he had gotten shot in the face over road rage. And so, I learned. Don't push it. You don't know what people are packing today. And another thing I thought about, which kind of cracks me up, and it took me a while to realize it, most things that make people mad, we've done it to someone else. And, you know, whether it's an exit you're trying to cut in a line because it's a long line to that exit, so you risk maybe there's a gap up front or any number of things. And so, you know, I taught my kids, you know, don't get involved in road rage. Don't flip people off. Don't do that stuff because you've cut somebody off in your driving experience. You've done this or you've done that. And so when it's done to you, God makes you mad, but just remember, you've done it to other people, and basically it helps to cultivate a better driving experience. You become more of a defensive driver, a more courteous driver, if you stop and look at it that way.
You know something, you're really right about that. Most of that stuff we've done to somebody else, and my trainer, Keith Bailey, always says to me, well, listen, you have to build up your health account. You know, I'm stronger than you because because my health account is bigger than yours. So I was thinking the other day, what I need to do, I was thinking about this over the weekend, is what I need to do is I need to build up my goodwill account, which is essentially taking the position that if somebody flips me off or tries to get into a road rage incident, okay, I'm not doing it. I'm just not going to go along with it. I'm just going to smile at them. I mean, what reaction are they going to have if you just smile?
Well, and 9 times out of 10, you don't wind. Well, you know, more than that, 99.9% of the time, you're not going to get out of your car or anything else. So if you're left with that rage yourself, and with nothing to do with it, you know, it can upset your start of your morning, you know, things like that. And you know what? It's just not worth it. It's not worth it.
No, you know what? You're right. It really isn't. So you learned your lesson. I learned my lesson. And so, okay. So there's two less guys on the roads causing trouble.
There you go.
All right, Vince. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay. Let's go to Barry in Denver. Barry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I am here.
Hey.
What happened was I was at the wholesale. This is a stationary incident, and it's a comment on, you know, emotions. But I was at the wholesale house, got my order pulled, went and talked with the owner who was dying, had a nice visit with him, came out, and some jerk pulled and threatened and blocked everybody in the parking lot in. With
Oh, I had that happen to me once here.
Yeah, and so I dropped my stuff in the truck, and I turn around and say, I know I can't use the right word, but I did say, who's the corn liquor that blocked me in? Oh, and this one guy was, you know, talking and playing, wasting time. There's a whole line of people. He gets real rigid, and he comes around, and he walks out, and he says, if you weren't an old man with white hair, I'd beat the out of you, you know. And I go, uh-oh.
Well, all right. How about this? How about this? You're sitting in your car, and you're waiting on your significant other, and a person pulls up next to you and pulls up too close in the parking lot, gets out, and knocks their door against yours. Do you sit there and say nothing, or do you say something?
Well, what I did in this incident, I got in my truck, and I thought, I wish I had concealed carry. And he backed the thing up out of the way. You know, he was steamed. He was in the wrong, obviously. Everybody looked at him. And his partner was sort of over at the set. And I thought, I screwed up. And I get out, and I go up to him. He opens the car up, and I had this real concealed carry feeling about it. But I stick my head out and said, I apologize. Okay?
That's why I don't like conceal and carry. Because how do you know the guy didn't have a gun?
I had the feeling that he did, and I didn't. So but it was okay, you know, it was public, you know. But I did apologize to him. I said, we both have a long, hard, hot day away from us, looking forward to, you know. And I realized it got off to a bad start, and he sort of shook my hand and, you know, he didn't do anything, and I backed the hell out, drove away real quick.
Well, you know what? You're very, very smart. Barry, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thanks for your honesty. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. We're talking about road rage, and if you've ever been involved in a road rage incident, and I admitted at the top of the hour, yeah, okay, I have. By the way, you can dial *277 for aggressive driving. But you know what happened to me? I didn't think that quick to dial that. Maybe what we should do is maybe we should just program that number into our cell phones. So all you got to do is just hit it. And nobody's answering me this question. What about when you pull into a parking lot and you're sitting there waiting and the person who pulls up next to you pulls up too close and they open the door and they hit yours? Do you say something? Do you sit there and be quiet about it? What are you going to do? What's the right thing to do? Here's Dan in the Highlands Ranch. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay? Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you too, Dan.
Right on. Hey, I used to be a bicycle messenger in downtown Denver.
Uh-oh.
And, boy, I got all kinds of crazy stories from that. I could fill the hour. But I tell you, you know, it goes both ways. And what I've learned is just to, you know, just count your blessings, be happy, and, you know, feel bad for that person. They're getting all angry because it's really on them. If you don't let it affect you, that's all good. But I used to let it affect me. And, you know, we'd be riding through red lights and getting crazy. And sometimes people get kind of mad at us. And yell at us, you know, get on the sidewalk, get off the road. So this guy was doing that to me one time, and I started yelling back at him, and, you know, I didn't think anything had happened. But he ran a couple of red lights and caught up to me. And I thought, okay, what the heck? So I threw down my bike and, you know, threw up my arms. All right, come on, let's handle this problem. And he started rolling up his windows and locking his doors, and his girlfriend was sitting shotgun. She started laughing at him. I thought that was hilarious, but it happens the other way, too. A guy in a pickup truck was doing the same thing to me, and so we got to the intersection. I threw down my bike, and he got out of his truck with a tire on it.
Oh, wow. Okay, then it's like back on your bike and crank it, man.
You're damn right. Yeah. So, you know, it's just I've lightened up a lot, you know, in my old age, and, yeah, forget that, you know. If someone wants to take it upon themselves to get all angry and ruin their day, hey, that's on them.
Well, one of the stupidest shows I ever did on this radio station was one morning about, I think, between 6 and 7, which is where I often do, like, the stupid shows, this stupid hour. And I was one morning ranting and raving about bicyclists. You know, get off the road, I can't stand them, blah, blah, blah. Then I started riding a bike.
Yes.
Whoops. Then when you're in the other position, it's like, uh-oh, You know, it's like, okay, Jay, you know, nice that you made a total jerk out of yourself, because now you're going through it, and people are, and it's like, have some courtesy. Now, the majority of people I run into are really, really good at it. And,
right.
And I'm lucky because I'm a bad bicyclist. I mean, I'm just kind of like figuring out how to do this. You know, ride down the road and turn your head to the left to look to see who's behind you, all that kind of stuff. But now when it comes to bicyclists, I just give them all the right of way they need.
Yeah, you know, and they need that, but they should be responsible riders as well. I mean, hey, we've got to share the road. You know?
All right, is it irresponsible to run a red light if there's no traffic coming?
Well, it is. You know, you should run by the rules of the road because you're on the road. You're sharing the road, you know. But when I was a messenger, you know, I was kind of in the position I got to get across town in 2 minutes. So, you know, we kind of did what we had to do.
Boy, I rode 20 miles the other day. I thought I would never walk again.
Good for you, Jay.
I know, it's not getting the weight off, but my core is getting stronger.
That's good.
All right, Dan, thanks, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, you still hate bicycle riders, don't you, John?
Nah, not all of them. A lot of them. The ones that don't pay attention to the rules.
Okay, do you think it's immoral, then, to run a red light?
Yes. Well, it's not immoral, but it's against the law, whether you're on a bike or if you're in a car.
Okay, but if there's no, what I'm saying is if there's no traffic coming.
Okay, if it's okay if I run a red light in my car if there's no traffic coming. Is that all right?
No.
Exactly. Even though their thing's smaller, it doesn't take as much room. You know, but you see them, they don't, you know, they barely slow down as they come up on an intersection. It's a red light, and they barely look, and they're, you know, I don't know.
All right, I have to admit.
How many auto versus bicycle accidents have I had mentioned last year? Several. Dozens.
Okay, I have to admit, I've never done that. No, I never have run a red light.
Okay.
I stop.
There you go.
But then again, how about these people who don't respect bicyclists, and what they do is they just try to crowd you off the road.
Right. No, there are people like that, and I don't do that. Obviously, I would never want to hit anybody. I'm usually cruising around with my kids in the car, so why would I run over a bicyclist with my kids in the car? But no, most of them that I see act like they own the road and that the rules don't apply to them. So,
are we living in a civilized society, yes or no?
Check this instant message out, Jay. It came from our buddy Kevin. Carry, I'm too old to beat up the rage on the road, but here's a tip for tailgaters. Carry a lot of pennies with you. Fling backwards or just drop out the driver's window in such a manner as they bounce off the offender, who can't figure out what hit them or where it came from. I do that, too. Nickels are even better. Checking, like, just throw a nickel up into the wind, and it catches the wind and hits your tailgate. Like, right, it'll crack their windshield. That'll get them off your butt.
Yeah, it will. Well, that goes along with these dirt haulers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're dropping all these rocks and stones on the roads. All right, 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Jay, we got a couple late crashes kind of hanging things up around downtown, both on the southbound side of I-25. First, you're going to see one around 6th Avenue causing small backups to about I-70. Then a little further ahead, we got a three-vehicle crash near Santa Fe. It is sitting off on the right-hand shoulder, though. Speeds are improving on the northbound side of 25, but do expect to tap the brakes just a little bit once you approach the bridges area. Our only other spot right now with stop-and-go traffic anyway is eastbound 6th Avenue from Sheridan to 20. The rest of the drive really starting to shape up. No problems on 225 in Aurora. Your forecast, sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Highs going to be in the lower 40s. Right now, 21 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about
about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
It's a brand new year, and Ace is the place to make a fresh start with everything you'll need for projects around the house, plus expert help and friendly advice. This year, make a resolution to conserve energy and save money. For a limited time, buy a 5-pack of CFL light bulbs on sale for $8.99. Sale price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. Ends January 12th. See store for details. Ace, the helpful place.
Came up and asked if they could help us. Not one. Now, I don't think anybody should have to go through that. And if you go to Rocky's Autos, you're not going to have to go through that because they're attentive. And they want you to feel comfortable, and they want you to be treated with the respect you deserve. Rockies is a fabulous selection. Literally hundreds of vehicles in stock. You'll find clean, late model, previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. If you're looking for a lot of bang for your auto buck, then you're looking at Rockies. They have their matching down incentive. They've not only got that, but I'll tell you what else they do. They want to see your trade-in. They'll take your trade-in seriously. And on top of that, they'll show you the book on any vehicle that you want. So if it's four-wheel, all-wheel, front-wheel, whatever it is you're interested in. I mean, they got a beautiful white BMW out there in the showroom. They've got it all at Rocky's Autos. And they've been around since 1982. So their philosophy of taking care of you, the customer, seems to work pretty good. And one of the reasons why they're Colorado's number one volume dealer is because people keep going back time and time again. They're open Monday through Saturday. 9 until 8. Rocky's Autos, you can't beat them, 63rd and Federal.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
With ordinary term life insurance, there's only one way anyone can collect anything. You have to die. But now there's a new kind of term life policy that guarantees all your money back, even if you don't die. Here's how it works. Either your family gets a lot of money, or if you're still here at the end of the term, you get all your money back, tax-free. I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of top-rated life insurance products to save you money and to give you the most innovative options available. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. 800-600-8286. Or go to AccuQuote.com. Again, for your free quote, call 800-600-8286. That's 800-600-8286.
One, two, three. Ow! All right. Wicked Wilson Pickett. 8:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John going old school on us. Increasing clouds, 43 out there. We're talking about road rage. Let's go to Lisa in Denver. Lisa, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Happy New Year to you guys.
Oh, happy New Year to you, too.
I was telling John, I think it's a gender thing because I drive fast. I drive in the left lane. But 9 times out of 10 when I pass a car on the right, and it's a male, he'll speed up to catch me and then get in front of me. So I think men have a problem being passed by women. And on the bike thing, I'm a cyclist, and it's scary riding on the roads, but, you know, Denver's pretty good. But the one thing about stoplights is it's such a bitch to click in and click out of your pedals. That's why a lot of people run lights. And the other thing is all of our lights are weight-censored, or most of them. So if you don't have the weight in the lane, you know, the light won't change. So I can see where you have to do it sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you something about a gender issue. You know what automobiles are for men, don't you?
An extension?
Yes, they're an extension.
Okay.
So there's some kind of, like, manly testosterone thing that goes on with men and cars because it starts when they're boys and cars. And some women have that, but the majority of the women don't have it.
Well, and I definitely instigated a couple times where I actually had a guy come at me and bust in my back windshield because I confronted him about hitting my bumper.
Boy, you know what? If somebody came and, well, see, now, wait a minute, Jay, stop it, because you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, if somebody did that to my back windshield, I'd back over him. But see, now that's not right. Okay, see, you know, I really got to go to the woodshed on that one. Hey, Lisa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Sure, thank you.
All right, we'll dip into the mind of the world's smartest man, David Sirota, on quite a few events going on. That's coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk, unless David can't get himself out of bed or tear himself away from whatever he's having for breakfast.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grove.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The big phone and cable companies have been trying to snuff us out for some time, but instead we just keep getting stronger at Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell, keep your own phone number, get real phone service, not over the internet, plus Dish Network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the better bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and come cast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303 Bundles, 303-286-3537, or on the net at 303bundles.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The pace of the transition is picking up with President-elect Obama in Washington for talks with congressional leaders on an economic stimulus package. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House.
Nick, the first meeting is set for this hour as the president-elect previews his plan for Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other top House Democrats. It's a mix of public works jobs and tax breaks for workers and businesses. Standard & Poor's chief economist David Weiss looks at prospects for success.
The question is this enough to get the economy out of recession? My guess is, combined with the fiscal policy and so forth that's going on, it probably is.
But we says future generations will pay for the budget deficit bill. CBS News has confirmed that President-elect Obama plans a major economic speech on Thursday. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There is another serious sign of the ailing economy. Office vacancies now top 10% in nearly every major city from coast to coast. That could make an already bad commercial real estate business even worse in the coming year. Bill Gold is head of a company that advises corporate clients on office leasing.
There are very few people that are growing right now. So the only people taking space are those that have leases expiring, and they're going to have great opportunities to do some very economical deals.
Coming today, December sales figures from Detroit's automakers. Reporter Jeff Gilbert of CBS station WWJ says they're expected to be way down, rounding out a dismal year.
Total 2008 sales will be off about 18-20% from 2007, but that doesn't tell the whole story because much of the collapse has occurred in the fourth quarter, with sales falling 30-40% some months. What began as weakness in trucks and domestic brands has extended industry-wide to include small cars and imports. The big problem, declining consumer confidence.
In Gaza, a relief truck rolls in filled with fuel. The Israeli ground offensive is continuing for a third day. As CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips reports from near the Gaza border, the toll is mounting.
The death count within Gaza is now well over 500. The vast majority of those, according to medical sources and international observers within Gaza, are civilian. The Israelis have taken a number of casualties, including one dead amongst their invading army.
The man who's synonymous with Apple will be a no-show at this week's Macworld convention in San Francisco. CEO Steve Jobs won't be there, fueling continuing speculation about his health. He survived pancreatic cancer, though he has looked increasingly thin in public appearances. Well, today, Jobs released a statement saying he has a hormonal imbalance. But CNET writer Tom Krasit says Apple has not been as open as it could have been regarding Jobs.
The fact that they appeared to know that health concerns were behind his absence several weeks ago and pointed in a different direction is very concerning.
Now checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is off about 32 points, the NASDAQ down 4, S&P 500 up a fraction. This is CBS News.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Throughout history, we have looked to the stars for inspiration and hope. In these extraordinary times, you can give the gift of inspiration and hope. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after anyone you wish to inspire and send them a beautiful personalized gift. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of hope.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. More people are moving to Colorado from California, Texas, and Arizona than from any other states. That according to data from the state DMV. New Colorado license plate tags in 2008 replaced some 18,000 tags from California and about 12,000 from Texas. The flip side, of course, folks from Colorado are moving out as well.
I've been honored to have been considered for this position alongside some of Colorado's accomplished leaders.
Soon to be U.S. Senator Michael Bennett. The quick question, can Bennett hold on to the Senate seat being vacated by Ken Salazar? Lynn Bartles, the Rocky Mountain News reporter who broke the story of Bennett's appointment, says don't count Bennett out in 2010.
I don't know if you remember 2006. Bill Ritter, he'll get killed by Bob Beaupre. 2008. Mark Udall, older liberal, Mark Udall, he can't win a statewide election.
Bartles saying today Bennett will have plenty of support from Barack Obama when he runs in 2 years. The former DPS school superintendent was one of Obama's earliest supporters. The man who left several homemade bombs in downtown Aspen New Year's Eve watched his handiwork. In a letter to the Pitkin County Sheriff, James Blanning says he wandered around town watching the mayhem unfold as people were forced to evacuate. And veteran actor and former Denver resident Pat Hingle has died at the age of 84. His career included a recurring role as Commissioner Gordon on the Batman movies, and his film works also included The Grifters.
I was down on that horse, Bobo, maybe not as much as I should have been. There was a lot of action.
Good question. You want to take that story or you want to keep your teeth?
I want to keep my teeth.
All right.
A family spokesperson says Hingle died at his North Carolina beach home. He was born in Denver in 1924. Sports: Broncos continue to work on finding Mike Shanahan's replacement. They'll speak with Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator Jason Garrett tomorrow. NFL playoffs: Baltimore over Miami. Philly beat the Vikings. And in hockey, Minnesota beat the Avs 2-0. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A couple late accidents on I-25, one of them near 6, the other near Alameda, have caused some delays in the downtown area. There's also going to be some heavy pockets left over on 225, but that's kind of starting to improve across Aurora. Speeds will also be picking up on C-470 as well as 76. Outside the city limits, got a crash in the Springs on I-25 near the Garden of the Gods. Really starting to mess up that drive. It's in the median, so it's getting slowdowns in. Now we're getting word of a wreck. This is on Hampton at University. I'm Todd Parker, AM 60, Progressive Talk.
Do you have some film or digital you'd like developed? Right now at King Supers, get 4x6 prints for just 10 cents each when you spend $25 and use your super card. Get your prints made at King Supers and save.
The good news is that happiness is contagious.
So spread it around, everybody.
Randy Rose.
Oh, I'm glad you're happy, because that increases my chances of being happy by 15%. Did you know that?
Study that came out said that happiness is contagious. But I do suspect that conservatives are working on a vaccine for it before they leave office. And I think that we've already received ours here at this location.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
afternoons 1 to 4.
It would be this never-ending cycle of happiness.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay.
It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9 here, AM 760 of Progressive Talk, increasing clouds, high today 43, although it looks pretty okay now. Let's go to the world's smartest man, David Sirota. You can read his column, his opinion column weekly in the Denver Post. Plus, he's had numerous books out and has all kinds of projects in the works. David, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Happy New Year.
You too, man.
Did you have a good holiday?
I had a great holiday.
Did you?
I just relaxed. I didn't do much of anything. It was really nice.
And I heard you did a great job, too, sitting in.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so you want my job?
No, man. I would never want the job of the master.
Yeah, right. Sure. Okay. God, there's so much to talk about. Okay, first of all, what's your take on Michael Bennett?
I don't have a very good take. Here's why. It's not that I have all that much against him. It's that I think that compared to the other candidates or potential candidates, he doesn't even hold a candle to them. It's very, very odd in that if you're going to pick a white man from Denver, right? I mean, if you're not going to pick a Latino or a woman or an African American, if you're going to pick a white man from Denver, there are a number of those who have a lot more legislative accomplishments, a lot more work put in building the grassroots of the Democratic Party than Michael Bennett. You know, Andrew Romanoff, Ed Perlmutter's from the metro area. There's many others. And so I am perplexed by this. I don't really understand it. I don't understand why Governor Ritter is doing this. Bennett has never been elected to an office. He has only lived in state, I think 11 years. He has never run for statewide office.
He has associations with the Anschutz family.
Right. He was the top financial aide to Philip Anschutz. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I mean, you know, people like Andrew Romanoff, Ed Perlmutter, these are people who put in years and years and years of building the Democratic Party, building grassroots of the party, passing things legislatively. It just doesn't make any sense. To me, it seems like a very insiderish pick. I mean, a pick that's all about kind of, for lack of a better term, aristocracy. I mean, Michael Bennett comes from political aristocracy. You know, his father was a big time aide to President Kennedy, and he grew up in Washington D.C. And it just I'm stunned by it, and I hope that Bennett votes progressively on issues. But even if he does, the whole process just leaves me with a sort of bad feeling.
Yeah, it does me too. One of the things that I mentioned this morning, I also mentioned on my blog, is why didn't Governor Ritter do something like really, really innovative, like go around the state and hold town hall meetings for people to be able to give their response as to who they wanted and invite both Democrats and Republicans and say, hey, you know, who do you want to be the senator?
I completely agree. And that's the antithesis of what he did. I mean, I would say that if he hadn't done what you just proposed, and he had appointed somebody like an Ed Perlmutter, we wouldn't be sitting here. We would be sitting here saying that's an understandable pick. I mean, another example: Andrew Romanoff. You know, Andrew and I don't agree on everything, but if he was picked to be the senator, you couldn't sit there and say, look, he's not qualified, right? Or he hasn't.
No, right.
I mean, you couldn't do it, right? I mean, Michael Bennett. It's like this guy is not known. He's not very well known in Denver. He's certainly not well known throughout the state. It just reeks of some sort of insider, insulated deal. And I have to tell you, just stepping back even from that, just the politics of it, you know, it's not a surprise that the Republican Party is completely excited about this. I mean, I think Governor Ritter just gave the Republican Party a better chance. I'm not saying they're going to win, but a better chance to win that Senate seat in 2010 than they might have.
Yeah, how about the idea, too? I've had a couple of people who work for the DPS call me and tell me that he's anti-union.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised about that.
How can you be anti-union and be a Democrat?
Well, I think we've definitely we're in an age where that question has become more and more relevant. I mean, I just posted on Colorado Polls a piece that should be disturbing to everybody, Republican or Democrat, which is that Bennett was asked, where do you stand on major issues, right, like the war, health care, the Employee Free Choice Act, and he said he'll disclose his positions soon. I mean, we are now, as Coloradans, going to be represented by a U.S. senator whose positions on major issues we do not know.
It's the male equivalent of Sarah Palin.
Exactly, except there's one difference, Jay, is that Sarah Palin was running for office, right? I mean, we are now being appointed a representative whose positions we don't know. I mean, that's, again, the difference between, you know, if we had gotten somebody like Perlmutter, Romanoff, DeGette, any of these folks, at least they have a voting record that we could say, okay, I know where these people stand on these issues. I have no idea where Michael Bennett is on getting us out of Iraq, universal health care, the Employee Free Choice Act.
Well, on the majority of that stuff, there's nothing, he hasn't said anything, really. I mean, there's nothing you can dig up in the print media about it.
Well, that's right, and you know, the question is going to be, I mean, what I worry about, having worked in politics for a while, what I worry about is that somebody who hasn't been in state very long, who has no name ID, who hasn't built a political infrastructure for himself, is going to be more easily pressured to vote like a conservative by Republicans in a swing state like Colorado than they would be self-confidently voting like a proud progressive. You know, I mean, Mark Udall, not the greatest progressive in the world, but progressive leaning, he'll probably cast the same kinds of votes that he cast in the House because he's been doing that over the course of many years, and he knows he can win on that.
Which in most cases is to the progressive side.
Exactly. So he's more confident in that. Somebody who's never been elected to office, never run for office, has been in state very little, is going to be, I think, less self-assured in voting a moderately progressive line. And I think the Republican, I mean, you saw that in the Denver Post, Dick Wadhams is already trying to pressure Bennett to vote against the Employee Free Choice Act.
Dick Wadhams, why doesn't he go away? What a loser. I mean, the guy loses two races in a row.
I know. Well, I mean, he certainly thinks that Ritter gave him a gift in terms of the Bennett appointment. I mean, what I'd like to see, Jay, is I would definitely like to see in 2010 a vigorous Democratic primary. I mean, I think we deserve that.
You know what I want to see? You know what I want to see? It'll never happen, but I want to see this. I want to see everybody on the left, all the way as far as the Communist Party of the USA, which we all know is filled with people who are like 70 years of age, all the way over to the other side of the left spectrum of people who are just left of center and are liberal, to all get together and start another political party with the main aim of pressuring the Democrats to do what's right.
Well, I don't disagree that would be an important endeavor. But what I would also say is that in 2010, with this Senate seat that Bennett is being handed, I think we need a Democratic primary. There needs to be a vigorous primary. That primary process, I think, will first push Bennett to be a more progressive senator, and two, I think by virtue of the fact that he was given this seat, appointed, it sort of stripped us. The Democratic Party, the base Democratic Party voters, of any say in who gets that seat for at least 2 years. I think that there needs to be a primary in 2010 so that to reestablish that sort of small d democracy within that Senate seat.
I don't know which I'm more upset about, Michael Bennett or Rick Wagner.
With what?
Well, with the fact that this guy's going to give the invocation.
Oh, right.
I mean,
right.
That drives me nuts.
Rick Warren.
Rick Warren, that's right. I'm sorry. And that just drives me nuts. It's like, I mean, would you get the Grand Duke Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to do it? I mean, it's just like that, and then this thing with Bennett, where, yeah, you're right, nobody's consulted. It's some kind of inside deal, and the rest of us are supposed to, like, sit back and go, oh, okay, well, Senator.
Right, I mean, and that reaction to me is what bothers me the most. When people say, "Well, let's see what he does." Now, I'm all for, you know, hoping that he becomes a good senator, but I don't think that negates the fact that the process itself, I mean, the very basis of the appointment is so sketchy and shady. I mean, it really should, I think, insult every rank and file Democratic Party voter or volunteer or activist who's worked in this, in the party, right? I mean, what does it say, really? I mean, and this is a really important point. What does it say? What does this appointment say to people who had been told, look, if you work hard in the party, if you pass good legislation, if you do the unglamorous work that is politics at the local level, you will ultimately get rewarded. That what this says is that none of that is true. That the legislation doesn't matter. That building, you know, Andrew Romanoff traveling all over the state, you know, building up the grassroots in county by county, Ed Perlmutter, you know, passing legislation, being the Senate president. None of that is what gets rewarded. What gets rewarded is essentially connections to D.C., the Beltway, and big money here in Colorado. I just think it's a very demoralizing message.
Yeah, I do too. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. David Sirota with us. Okay, it looks like Obama's going to come out big. And, you know, there's optimism going through Asian and European stock markets that he's going to provide tax cuts. He's got a whole list of things. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm glad that the package that he's about to propose, it looks like it's going to be big to quite big, and that's important. What I'm a little worried about is the story out today that says 40% of his economic stimulus package is going to be tax cuts, which I think is silly. You know, I'm not against middle-class tax cuts, stimulative middle-class tax cuts, but to take 40% of your economic recovery package and make them tax cuts, by the way, a starting point in the legislative negotiations, is not a good thing in that we know the economic data tells us that spending, government spending, is a much more guaranteed way to stimulate the economy. I think it was Mark Zandi, who's from economy.com, who was, you know, Republican, an advisor to John McCain, who said that for every dollar in infrastructure spending you do in an economy, you get about $1.55 back in terms of an economic bang for the buck. For every dollar of tax cuts you put in, you get about $1.20. So we know that it's more efficient to stimulate the economy is to invest in public spending. And I worry about Obama and the headline in the piece in the Wall Street Journal about him pushing, you know, expanding the size of the tax cuts is that he's doing it to try to attract Republican votes. And it's kind of like, look, you've got such wide majorities in the Congress. The idea that you can't squeeze two or three Republican senators to pass a really, truly progressive economic stimulus package is just a fallacy. It's not true.
Yeah, I was when I read it, I thought to myself, well, maybe the ghost of Ronald Reagan was around when they decided to put this together.
That's right, and that's the saddest part is, like, you know, at what point can Democrats feel confident just being Democrats, right? I mean, like, why is the first move out of the gate from Obama a move to attract Republican congressional votes? I mean, you're going to have 59 Senate seats and wide majorities in the House. seems to me your first move should be to put forward something truly progressive and crush and use pressure to get those one or two Republican senators you need.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I'm starting to feel, and I'll probably take some flack for this, but I'm starting to feel like I'm being sold out.
Well, I guess I would say to you that I'm starting to feel like us getting sold out is not impossible. I don't think we're nearly there yet. We have to see all of the details of this stuff, but I do think that, you know, this is another reminder that the pressure has to stay on, that if the pressure doesn't stay on, that politicians will be politicians.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. I want to squeeze in one last thing here. Your column about FDR.
Yeah.
Now, this is gristle that this is stuff that we can all use, okay, against our conservative friends. Let's talk about this idea that's being floated around. The idea that FDR prolonged the Depression.
Right. This is the conservative talking point, if you will. In an attempt to stop any big economic stimulus package from passing with a lot of public spending, the right is saying, look, FDR's New Deal programs that were stimulative spending, government spending, they prolonged the Great Depression. And it's such an absurd argument, but I confronted it. I was on Fox News right before the Christmas break, and, you know, these people threw, you know, these wing nuts threw this argument at me, and it's, you're going to start seeing it all over the place. You've seen it all over the place. And it's a fallacy. You know, no serious historian believes that. And as I show in my column, you know, the data, the hard data just doesn't support that. I mean, during the New Deal, there was stellar economic growth rates, unemployment dropped. The critics of it say, well, it didn't drop enough, or the economy wasn't growing enough, and we didn't fully get out of the Great Depression until World War II, which, by the way, I don't disagree with. We didn't get out of the Great Depression until World War II was over.
Right.
But the idea of the New Deal prolonged the Great Depression, actually exacerbated it, it's absolutely absurd. But these, you know, the right wing is going to keep saying it.
Yeah, but it's absurd. I mean, they can't prove what they're saying.
They cannot prove what they're saying, but that's never stopped them from saying things. Now, my take is this. My political take is, look, if this is the best they got, if this is their line now, that they're gonna argue against the most popular domestic agenda in contemporary American history, then I say let them keep up making that argument, because they're just walking into a buzzsaw. It kind of reminds me of when they thought it would be a good idea to advocate privatizing Social Security.
Right, which now we look at the stock market, hey, nice move.
Right, and it killed them politically. So if this is their line, Jay, if they want to say that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, one of the most popular presidents in American history, was some sort of evildoer, you know, go right ahead. They're digging their grave.
Yeah. It just never ceases to amaze me how far they'll go.
Well, it is frustrating in that sense. The insanity is really, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is. All right, David, thanks, man. Thanks for lending your expertise to the show. Are you coming in this Friday?
Let's see. No, I can't. I'm going to a wedding in New York.
Are you ever home?
I know. I know. I've been traveling a lot, but I'll be home after that.
I'll come in Thursday.
Yeah, maybe I can. Maybe I can.
Because we want you to talk about your column.
Yeah, no, I know. Or I could come in Monday to talk about the columns. The column comes in Friday.
All right, whichever you choose.
Okay, man.
All right, David, thanks.
Talk to you soon, Jay.
All right. There's David Cerrone, the world's smartest man, 9:26, 26 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The world's smartest traffic man, John Turk.
He's the most elusive man, too.
Yeah.
Just kidding. We love Dave.
Yeah, we do.
He's a good dude.
Jay, traffic is really looking good for us around the city right now. Just the late-time jams on 25 coming into downtown for the northbounders. Going to be a little slow from Downing Street up to Alameda. And for southbounders from Park Avenue all the way past 6th, had a couple late crashes there that still hanging some folks up. Currently just one accident out there. It's at Hamden and University. Like I said, the rest of the drive looking good. No problems on C-470 on 225, just about a 15-minute drive from I-70 down to the Interstate 25 in the Tech Center. So your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon. A new storm system will bring snow to our central and northern mountains.
Hi, this is Ken Moon from Around the House with a great offer for the next 20 callers. Let Drain Solvers video your sewer lines for the discounted price of only $79.95. That's $200 off the normal price. Drain Solvers can help you prevent problems before they occur, problems that could end up costing you thousands. Serving Fort Collins to Castle Rock, Drain Solvers is a member of Tom's Troubleshooter Network. Let Drain Solvers make you smile. Call them now at 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000.
Now you can get a really good receptionist for about $1.50 an hour. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant, a professional receptionist trained by you to handle your phones your way. No, this is not an answering service. This is a smart, friendly person. A personal assistant for your phone calls. They know you and your business. And since customers and prospects are already on the phone with them, they can also do scheduling, registrations. Let them do the ordinary so you get more time on the important. Live answer for all of your calls and a seamless connect for the ones you want. The rest are handled professionally and personally your way. With an intelligent assistant, you'll capture more new business and keep the ones you've got. Intelligent assistants, full-time or a la carte, fits any budget. Only from intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements. 981-4269. 720-981-4269.
760, a Progressive Talk. Okay, are you holiday food burned out? Most of us are. And that's why you got to start thinking about going to Bojo's. Because Bojo's has the best pasta sandwiches and soup and salad bar. They even offer gluten-free pizza. Now, Mary and I go to Bojo's all the time. As a matter of fact, we go to the one on Colorado and I believe it's Yale. And it's just... their food is just so good. Travelocity awards Bojo's one of the top insider spots in the U.S. They're home of Colorado's legendary Colorado-style pizza since 1973. And the famous Bojo's Mountain Pie is legendary for the freshest, highest quality ingredients available. Now, you can choose, you can build your own individual pie out of these great ingredients. Matter of fact, Chip, the owner, eats at every Bojo's every day of the week. So he watches very carefully what they do. And their sandwiches are made with San Francisco sourdough French bread. It's authentic. How do you know that? Because they have it flown in. Their soup and salad bar is just dynamite with over 30 fresh garden grapes. And they have healthy options available from gluten-free pizza to the Smart Meal menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment's Smart Meal Seal. Now, I just don't talk about Bojo's and then, like, don't go there. I mean, you're the one in Colorado and Yale, you're probably going to run into Mary and I. Go to Bojo's.com for money-saving coupon and all their locations. Boy, I'll tell you what, when it comes to quality food and good food and people who really, really go the extra mile, you just can't beat Bojo's.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at am760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, attorney at law. jbuckleylaw.com. It's AM 760 on am760.net.
song. All right, 9:32, 32 minutes after the hour. Let's throw the phone lines open at 303-713-7600, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about. It doesn't make any difference to me. I'm up for whatever it is that may be on your mind, or maybe nothing's on your mind. Just want to call up and fool around, you know, talk about stuff that that is not really heavy. It doesn't make any difference. 303-713-7600. When the hell is the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke going to come to this town?
That's a good question. I mean,
what's the deal that we can't get that movie?
I don't know. I've heard good things and I've heard bad things about it. I've heard that he probably didn't have to act a whole lot to get that done. You know, it's kind of his character anyway.
Well, they're talking about that being a comeback
film. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, a lot of people are saying that it was just it's his natural character, so it probably wasn't that hard for him to do.
Also, where the hell's the Che Guevara film? How come that's not playing here?
Good question.
Come on.
There's a couple out there. I want to see that Benjamin Button movie. I want to see 7 Pounds.
I'll tell you one I don't want to see. Revolutionary Road.
I think I ought to switch, Jay, over the break here. I'm into movies now, and like I've told you before, I hate movies.
I got to tell you something, man. I read that Richard Yates novel, Revolutionary Road. That is the most... That is... put up. I don't even want to think about it.
My wife's reading Twilight, and you know that Twilight movie that's coming with the vampire thing?
Right.
It's really popular. She's reading the book right now.
Oh, Richard Yates, that Revolutionary Road. Woo! Anybody out there read that? Boy. You got to have a good sense of humor, because that's one of the darkest books I think I've ever read. 9:33, 33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. John gets into it with traffic.
Jay, we only got one current accident out there around the metro. It's near the Tech Center, Hamden and University, actually in Inglewood there, but is affecting traffic. That's a pretty busy intersection. Also looking at the usual jams this time of the morning on I-25 for you southbounders from Park Avenue past 6th Avenue. That's due to a couple earlier crashes. Also a little sluggish for northbounders from Downing Street up to Alameda, but speed still hitting the 40s there. Rest of the drive looking really good. No problems on the turnpike if you're heading out toward Boulder. In between 70 and 25 on 225, looking really good too. Speeds in the 50s and 60s there. Your forecast, sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Right now, 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The best used car prices are just a click away at cheaperusedautos.com. Over 500 vehicles of all makes and models are at cheaperusedautos.com.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone. For just 2 cents more than a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I'm a romantic poem card person.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Well, that's some knitting project. You're trying to set a record for the world's biggest blanket?
Honey, this isn't a blanket. It's a Christmas stocking.
For?
Well, I got a little carried away buying gifts for the kids at Famous Footwear. They had tons of great brands like Steve Madden, Skechers, and Rocket Dog. Buy one, get one half off.
The holiday sale at Famous. Buy one pair, get another pair of equal or lesser value half off. Famous Footwear. Make today famous.
So, do I get a ginormous stocking too?
If you're good.
It's gone. Helps keep me going all day. Look for Thermacare in the gold box and wear it where it hurts. Use as directed.
Business owners, if you want half off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and concentration. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away one free bottle of our Omega Berry fish oil to anyone and everyone who calls. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, concentration, and heart health. Best of all, one full-size bottle is yours for free. Find out how by calling 1-800-400-8813. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you a free bottle of our skin rejuvenating serum. The number for your free bottle and free gift is 1-800-400-8813, but you have to call now. 1-800-400-8813. 1-800-400-8813.
Calling Mr. Ozzel with a swastika tattoo. There is a vacancy waiting in the English voodoo. I'm a beeper metal on the filter bar's head. When it's had enough for that material, take him to bed too.
Well, Elvis Costello here at 9:38, 38 minutes after the hour on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Have you seen his television show Spectacle on the Sundance Channel?
Yeah, it's great. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw him.
He does a great job interviewing people, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did a great job interviewing Lou Reed. I thought it was great.
And then they sometimes do little jam sessions on there.
Yeah, he was playing with Lou Reed. You know it?
Yeah, it's something I just caught it last week, or maybe it was a couple weeks ago, and I just have a TV, but I haven't seen my new one yet.
It is. It's really a good show. I was skeptical at first and thought, well, you know what? It's not going to be that good, but it is. It really is good.
Costello filled in for Dave Letterman years ago when he was sick.
Yeah, I think Elvis Costello is really good at this. I was really pleased by it. And I keep, you know, sometimes he has guests that I don't, and I think we all fall in this category, sometimes he has guests I don't care about, so I don't watch it. But, man, lately he's been having some good guests. All right, let's go to the phones here at 303-713-7600 to 940, 40 minutes past the hour. Here's George in Capitol Hill. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy New Year, Jay.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you. I see that you and Mr. Sirota decided to start off the year on the left, and I agree with you. One of the reasons I called in, Jay, is Colorado is dead last in the nation in terms of public state support for higher education. And as you know, we have a Democratic governor, Democratic legislature, and we're still dead last in terms of state support for higher education.
Yeah, that's not very good.
How can that be, Jay? Wyoming is first. Your listeners in Wyoming can tell you Wyoming is first in the nation in terms of state support for higher education, and Colorado is last.
Well, let me fancy to take a guess at this, and it may be the wrong guess, but I wonder if Tabor has anything to do with it.
That's what some people say, but I don't know.
Why you know this better than I do because you have more legislative experience than I do. Is Tabor, is that thing locked in perpetuity, or could we have a ballot initiative to get rid of it?
Well, I think it's right up there with the Ten Commandments, Jay.
So you don't think we could get rid of it?
It'd be very difficult. It could be done.
Could you do it by ballot initiative?
Do it by ballot or the legislature. In some ways, Speaker Romanoff tried last session. He talked about tinkering with Tabor and rescinding Amendment 23, and basically that was Amendment 59 on the ballot, which was defeated.
Maybe it was defeated for a couple of reasons. Maybe it was defeated, number one, because it wasn't well explained to the public, and maybe it was defeated because not enough emphasis was put on it. In other words, you didn't hear as much about 59 as you did, 63, 64, and the other ones?
58 was the governor's bill for changing the severance tax. That got a lot of publicity.
Yeah, that did, and it also got defeated, as I remember.
It did. And that's one of the reasons that some people say that Colorado is last in terms of state funding. I've got the charts right in front of me, and New Mexico is about 12th in the nation in terms of state funding for higher education. Well, it's like Utah is number 12. New Mexico is about 4th.
Why are we so wedded to this damn Tabor thing when all you got to do is look around and see all the damage it's doing?
Yeah, we've got minerals and wealth in this state. We're next to New Mexico. They're number 4. Utah is number 12. Wyoming is first, and Colorado is dead last, and the Democrats are in power. That's what you and David Sirota were talking about, partly, is how do we get some of the Democrats and people who say they're with us, how do we really... two or three weeks ago, our president of the Senate, Peter Groff, and Speaker of the House, Terrence Carroll, both went on record saying, and this is a quote, education is a basic civil right. Now, how do you exercise your a reasonable amount of civil rights when your state is dead last? Dead last. That was said at the joint budget meeting on December 18th by David Skaggs, director of the Colorado Commission on Higher Education. He said that Colorado is last in the nation in terms of state support for higher education. Does that sound like where you want to be, Jay?
No, but what it sounds like to me is people's priorities are misplaced.
I agree. I mean,
and I've said this on the air a million times. You've heard me say this, that we've been encouraged over the last 30 years to operate in a society where it's every person for themselves, where everybody thinks they can fly for free and nobody has to pay for anything. And then what ends up happening is you wake up one day and you got crumbling infrastructure, bad schools, and numerous, huge debt and all the other problems that we have going on.
That's right.
I mean, that's the answer. People have got to wake up.
That's right.
I think that 2010 is the next chance. And in 2010, I think way before 2010, I'm talking about 2000, like this year. We ought to be working both in the legislature and also ballot wise to adjust or get rid of Tabor.
I agree. It starts Wednesday. The governor speaks Thursday. And Friday afternoon, the Colorado Commission on Higher Education is meeting in the afternoon at Denver Community College. And I and some others have asked our new Secretary of Education, the person who'll get it, Arne Duncan, superintendent of schools in Chicago, to call in.
Oh, I know him.
Well, try to get him to call in to the CCHE meeting Friday and let's get dialoguing about why is Colorado last in the nation, Jay?
Well, I guess you don't feel too good about Bennett then.
Well, I got my graduate degree from the University of Connecticut and new people from Wesleyan and some terrific Kennedy people were out on the streets in the 60s, but Mr. Bennett reminds me so much of those bright, intellectual, well-connected, rich East Coast young men, for better and for worse. That's the way I see him, and I'm stereotyping him. I've chatted with him several times. He's cordial. Everything that I've asked him to do, he's worked on. But David Sirota is pretty well saying he hasn't paid his political dues, Jay.
Yeah, I don't think he has either.
He hasn't paid his dues. But he's a bright East Coast intellectual, and he's well-connected.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being a bright East Coast intellectual. There's nothing wrong with being a bright intellectual from any place, but getting something because you're politically connected, that doesn't bode well.
But
George, thanks, man. I got to run, but I appreciate the call.
Jay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Bye now.
All right. Let's go to Dan in Champaign, Illinois. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'm a dumb hick from Illinois. I might not fit into this conversation.
That's not true. Get off that.
Hey, I was or first hour, because for some reason I can't get you guys' show live. I have to listen to it on the podcast. So I was listening to the first hour a little bit ago. Christmas, I spent a lot on one thing for my girlfriend, and I think I got in under $150 for everybody else.
Wow.
Well, I gave cash, too, so I'm not counting that. But as far as shopping, I got in at $150 for everybody else.
All right, did you spend more this year or the same?
About the same. My one present was an oak desk for my girlfriend. It was like $500. So that, you know, that I spent a lot on, obviously. But yeah, the other stuff probably went cheaper than I did the years before.
So you were kind of, you were being more or less more conservative with the amount of money you spent.
Right. Right. I still had to buy for the same amount of people, but, you know, I probably spent less instead of buying, you know, the $20 DVDs, four or five of them for somebody. I'm like going through the $5 bins at the department stores and picking out good movies that way.
Yeah. So. And that's becoming more and more popular, you know, doing that kind of stuff. By the way, on a scale of 1 to 10, how enthused are you about Roland Burris?
Well, Roland, you know what's so bad is I lived in Centralia, Illinois for like 7 years, and Roland's from there originally, or at least he was born there and he has relatives there. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I don't remember him being a bad attorney general.
No, he should have just, I mean, he could have been, if they have a regular election, he could have very well been the Democratic candidate. I feel like he's a little bit too old. I think he's, what, in his early 70s?
Yeah.
Then maybe they should have given it to somebody younger. But he's a good guy. It's just that he really stepped in it. I mean,
yeah, he did.
He should have just politely declined and then maybe lobbied Pat Quinn for the position.
Anytime you get near Governor Blowdrive Blagojevich, you're going to get stung.
Right. Well, and you know what? I'm going to tell you. I mean, you lived in Chicago, but I haven't lived in Chicago for 12 years. I've lived in downstate and central Illinois. And let me tell you, you could go talk to 10 people, and 7 of them hate that guy's guts.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
By the way, you should be celebrating today. Al Franken, new senator.
Yeah, that's if Coleman doesn't go to court.
Right.
He may do that.
Well, I'm sure he will, but how is it going to hold up? You know, I don't think he's going to get anywhere with that.
Well, everybody can try, and you just never know, and Coleman's not going to give up easy. And you know what? In some ways, I can understand. If you lose by 4 or 5 votes, or even 20 votes, I'd challenge it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and in a state election, and that one's been, you know, that one's been pretty bitter, you know, from what I've heard. You know, what's so funny is I had a problem at election time, and you're going to laugh. I knew I wanted to vote for Obama for president, but I had listened to you guys' radio show so much, I didn't even know in Illinois who the hell was running. So when I went into the voting booth, I just looked at the candidates and go, I don't know any of these guys. Where's Big Oil Bob's name? I don't want to vote for him. I know that.
Well, rest assured, Big Oil Bob got burned. He's out, man.
Yeah, and so I just finally threw up my hands and punched every Democrat that was on the
You know, that's the way to go. Hey, Eileen Byrne would be proud of you. Dan, thank you. I appreciate the call, man. Hope to talk to you again.
Okay, talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
I want to welcome our newest affiliate in Champaign, Illinois. 9:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Open phones underway at 303-713-7600. And John jumps in with traffic.
Speeds back to normal around the city, Jay, in the 50s and 60s as you're traveling up and down 25 around downtown right now. That's completely clear for you. Maybe a little heavy volume, but speeds are looking really good. Same deal on 225 in Aurora, traveling from 70 down to the interstate in the tech center. Just one current crash out there still hanging folks up at Hamden and University. It is in the cleanup phase, but has been affecting people for about a half hour. That one tough to get out of the way, and that's a busy, busy intersection. Elsewhere, looking really good. Just the normal construction going on Arapaho Road there around Colorado, on Parker Road around Arapaho, and on the county line there at University. Your forecast, sunny to start, increased clouds this afternoon, high of 44, right now 30 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Choice is a good thing, especially at the freeway. Right now at Freeway Ford, get your choice of an 09 Focus or Ranger for just $10,900.
Don't miss the Lumber Guy's gigantic bulk door and trim sale. The Lumber Guy will have interior, exterior, fire-rated, and handicap doors starting as low as $10 each by the pallet. Too many styles to list. The sale begins January 9th through the 17th, so don't miss this window or door of opportunity. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right at 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I'm Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleans, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Smartphones, hybrid cars, fuel cells.
5 years ago, today's technologies, today's trends, sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
EcoCities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Business Week and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season offer tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Of clean late model previously owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, they've also got solid lines of credit from non-predatory lending institutions. They want to see your trade-in. They have their matching down incentive, and they'll show you the book on any vehicle that you're interested in. They've got great hours, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and there's just no better place to go. Get out there and ask for Spanky Herrera, Isaac Harris, Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, Jules, Uncle Fester. They're all good people, and they'll take care of you. I stake my reputation on them, and I wouldn't talk about them if I didn't believe in them. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Marcia, what's with the grin?
I got great news at my savings checkup.
Your what?
The savings checkup I took at the Sam's Club Pharmacy. I found amazing prices on my monthly prescriptions, and I discovered that members saved as much as 28% last year on select over-the-counter medications. Plus, Sam's Club takes most insurance, and pharmacy staff are available for questions.
Wow, I've got to check that out.
Discover your prescription for terrific value. Visit your Sam's Club pharmacy Friday and Saturday to take the savings checkup. For more information, go to samsclub.com/yourhealth.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
I'm just here to tell you, Chris Marker is the all-time greatest filmmaker ever. Because I like obscure stuff. Check out The Case of the Grinning Cat. 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, and I'm crushed because I asked to be Emmanuel Bayar's friend on her Facebook page, and she has not answered me.
You suggested I ask her to be my friend, too, and I asked her, and I got nothing yet. So I just joined fan clubs.
She just doesn't like us.
There's no way these supermodels are going to be my friend.
Well, I don't know. There are some out there that are cool. You should try Darren Law or York Bergmeister.
You ever heard of Deora Baird?
Yes.
Oh, Deora Baird, my new favorite.
Does she have a Facebook page?
She has a fan page. I joined it yesterday. I was like, thank God for Deora Baird or something like that.
I can't believe she won't answer me. I mean, does anybody even out there know who she is?
I can't believe she won't answer me.
Yeah, well.
You are delusional, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. But does anybody out there even have any idea who she is? Emmanuel Bayar? Anybody?
You should go Google her if you haven't.
Just go see one of her films.
B-E-A-R-T, Bayart.
See, no, the answer doesn't, the phone doesn't ring. Okay, so she's not that popular. What's the problem? Why won't she answer me? She's only got about 30 friends on there, I think.
I know why she won't answer me. Probably because my profile pic actually has a picture of me in it. You know?
Well, I don't have a picture of mine.
I know you don't. So
I have no picture.
Think she's some weirdo.
What? Because I don't have a profile picture? You think she thinks I'm weird?
Maybe.
No, I think she thinks that she doesn't know me, and she's not going to allow me to see her profile or anything about her.
Did you see how many friends she had already? How many friends does she have?
Like 30 or something?
Then, yeah, she probably just has that for her close friends, not for fans.
Yeah, not for us. People like us, we can just eat frickin' cake.
Check out Deora Baird. She'll be your friend.
Yeah, all right. Why, did she answer you?
I just joined the fan page one. I got to find the room.
You know, one of my favorite places to sing is my car.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
A 1962 Cadillac on a long road trip. I mean, what else are you going to do?
He's Match.com member Crooner Cool, and you can email him right now.
Baby.
With 20,000 new people joining every day, we guarantee you'll find someone special in 6 months, or we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com today for details.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit CreditFreeLife.com or call 877-644-4222.